All right, we are recording. Take it away, Dime
Woo!
Store
Okay.
Siri. All right, welcome back, everybody. It's been a month. What's less said about it, the better. But in the
It
fantasy
has
world,
been a month.
but in the fantasy world we're playing, you all have come together by a little bit of circumstance, having been on a boat traveling together to Altaria, the magical city, when it was beset upon by pirates, but not just any pirates. The dreaded Captain Tyrgar the Deadly, who took you all hostage and took you back to Sinport to be gang pressed into indentured servitude. However, once you arrived back in Sinport, a certain high level adventurer, one Una, the Goliath barbarian paladin, not only killed Captain Tyrgar the Deadly, but also gave you all a quest. She had been say when she was sailing the Sinport, she saw something fall from the sky and land in the Vista Marna jungle. And if you all will go look into it, she'll give you 500 gold pieces for your efforts.
Wasn't it 1,000 gold each?
Yeah, it was.
1,000 gold pieces each, I
It
think.
was for sure 1,000 gold
It
pieces,
was. I have it written
right?
down. Yeah.
Just gotta double check. Yes.
Because I remember
Yes,
freaking fuck out
a
about it.
thousand gold pieces. Yes.
Yes. I
I
don't
was
know.
like,
I
I'm trying to
remembered.
retcon.
I
No,
remembered
I was like,
10,000.
yeah. That's what I was like. I
Who
was like, wait,
knows?
was it 1,000? Wait, I think they're right. But I'm like, also, could this be a ploy?
No, not this time.
DM said it was 10,000, so it is 10,000.
Oh,
1,000 gold pieces to go and check it out and bring it back if possible. And so you all were given passage to the city of Portage, a large port city in the Federation of Lakana in the Obsidian Rim, and a good starting point to eventually get to the Vista Marna jungle. And taking you there is the former first mate of Captain Tyrgar, Captain Eva Thorne, who has a bit of a history with Hayren. They both grew up in the same town, and Eva was a bit of a jerk towards Hayren when they were growing up together. The entire journey though was going to take a month, and so you all boarded the boat and took off. And last session, we had a series of scenes where you all get a chance to get to know each other, kind of representing these 30 days spent together on the boat. Tomi made everybody a nice dinner on your first night on the ship, giving a little bit of hominess to a ship that had previously known nothing but death and violence. Roisin, while meditating, encountered one of her ancestors who apparently can communicate with her from beyond the grave. Though none of you know that. But we'll be teaching her magic and encouraged her to look to the rest of y'all to learn magic as well. Kes overheard Carswell, one of the halfling shipmates, reporting in to Una. He is apparently a mole sent there to make sure that Captain Thorne upholds her promises. As he put it, he has to trust but ver they want to trust but verify. And after some back and forth banter, asked if Kes fancied a tumble, and Kes replied only if the Tabaxi crewman Blackbird was in. And so they spent a lot of their time on the ship playing cards, as it were. Hayren also got invited to Captain Thorne's quarters, where they talked for a little bit, kind of dished back some. Minor barbs, but Captain Thorne basically admitted that joining up with Captain Tyrgar the Deadly may not have been the best decision in hindsight, and was full of fear and violence. And in her own roundabout, and as you put it, slightly cunty way, apologized for the way she treated you, and told you all that she, told you, Hayren, that she was thinking about getting out of the pirating gang. You also encountered another vessel on the seas, but this one not a pirate, this one a merchant ship wanting to sell you stuff, where Tomi was able to pick up some fresh produce to make, and Ula got to meet Nalu, a Triton from her village, and they got to catch up, and they commiserated about how dry and hot the food is above water.
Yeah.
1 second. So that inspired Kes to learn how to teach Tomi how to make sashimi and sushi, and was able to, in a heartwarming moment, have Tomi serve Ula some raw fish to just give her a little taste of home on the journey, which Ula really appreciated. Heiren also was surprised by Tomi, who had baked her some Captain Cunt cakes, as she called it, little cakes to help her deal with having to be on the same ship as the captain. And that gave Heiren a view into Tomi's very cozy hobbitified room on the ship, which, much like a virus, spread to all your cabins as everybody started decorating their cabins real homely and warmly, inspired by Tomi. And then you all spotted an uncharted island, and each of you tried to convince, well, each of you except for Kes, gotta give props to Kes where it needed, tried to convince the captain to turn the boat around and go check it out. The captain, who was suffering from a hangover and was one of those people that the more people try to pressure her into doing things, just becomes further and further entrenched into not doing those things, absolutely refused to do that. But once the island started following the ship, she conceded the point, and you all investigated, finding a small island with a manor on it and a very friendly cultist named Bartleby. So Bartleby told you all that the island was a wandering island that kind of went where it willed, and that it was filled with people who worshipped a sort of minor god of sharks named Karish. And you all decided the best thing to do would be to split the party. So not even into two groups, but into three groups. So Kes stayed with the boats and met the half-elf gardener named Tarhun, and found out that there are a lot of sharks in the water. And Tarhun, you know, was shipwrecked here and, you know, really enjoyed drinking the water on this island, which of course made everyone really suspicious about the water. And also told Kes about Karish, who's not only the leader, but also the name of the god they worship. But the two are not the same, in a very confusing sort of situation, as just one had renamed himself after the other. Meanwhile, Tomi and Roisin went into the manor to get more information from Bartleby, finding themselves in a creepy hexagonal-shaped room that had five doors kind of emanating off from it, and a gurgling fountain in the center. You all decided that was some creepy cult-like shit for your manor to open into a hexagonal room with a fountain. Nobody's doing that for good reasons. You all heard some suspicious chanting coming from one of the rooms, which Bartleby told you was people in prayer to Karish. You also found out that the most recent arrival arrived about 6 months ago, and his name is Todd. He makes a good hot toddy. But Bartleby also told you about all the sharks in the waters, that they can't even cast a fishing line without catching a shark, which made you all worry for your friends, Ula and Heiren, who decided to swim under the island to see what was going on with it. And while down there, they saw three very terrifying things: thousands of sharks of all varieties swimming in a synchronized voracious tornado, said sharks all taking bites out of the island, and that the island itself is not actually an island, but a titanic dragon turtle whose body shell was actually what they perceived to be the island. Realizing that the creature was in pain and not doing those things of its own free will, Ula realized that the island had followed them because it was looking for help. And you all decided to go back up to the manor, all of you together this time, and confront the cult. So you did that. You had Bartleby fetch Karish. Karish turned out to be more shark than man himself these days. A cult leader wearing a shark tooth necklace, who was also himself kind of a humanoid shark, though he apparently did not always be that. And after confronting him about the dragon turtle thing, he bailed. You all fought and killed a bunch of cultists and fanatics, including having Tomei mock a couple of them to death with vicious mockery, making fun of their dedication towards sharks, because that's kind of dumb. And she had a list of reasons why it was dumb to be so into sharks. And kept asking them what they were doing with their life.
I forgot about that.
But having dispatched the cultists of FedEx, you all headed downstairs to a large private room. When you went inside, you found a truly horrifying scene in front of you. Blood being pumped up from the dragon turtle, passing through some sort of cauldron they called the source, and then being pumped back into the turtle, all black colored and ichory, and the Kareesh swaying back and forth communion with said cauldron, crystal cauldron. So you all, after a small amount of banter, Kareesh offered to let you drink from the source and become one of them, which you all, I'd say, very rationally declined. It is K-H-A-R-I-S-H.
Okay. I had it in two different ways, and I'm not sure which one was the right way and which one was the wrong way.
So
I'm sure you told me one of them.
You engaged in battle, fighting Kareesh and his cultists, and kind of maybe writing Kareesh off a little bit because he hadn't done much. But when he actually came out swinging, he managed to knock Kes out with one single blow, and then knock Roshin out with two blows. But before it could get much further than that, as the cultists were yelling to protect the source, Tomei realized that that meant that that's exactly what she should attack. Casting a chromatic orb on it, dealing it a massive amount of damage, and destroying it, causing blood to start geysering into the room and filling it, and at the same time with Ula finishing Kareesh with a true strike slash of her trident. You all realize that the island was sinking, and while the blood seemed like a lot for you all, comparatively to the size of this turtle, it actually wasn't that bad for it on its scale. And at the room you're in, it would essentially basically act like a band-aid for it. It would just sort of fill up with blood and coagulate in this room. So knowing that the turtle would be fine, and with it descending underwater for the first time in centuries, you all ran upstairs and ran back to your rowboat to get back to your big boat, bringing along with you Bartleby, Todd, and Tarhoon. And so you made it back to the ship, also seeing all the thousands of sharks dispersing back to their regular lives, no longer under the control of Kareesh. And so that is what happened last time. So before we get started with this session, you all will arrive in Portage on the 5th Sylvian.
Oh, we level up?
You did not level up. Appreciate the you know, question.
I don't know when I'm going to stop giving you shit about that.
Oh, also, like, they released a DMG, and I was reading through it this week, and, like, the leveling guide is, like, batshit. They're like, you should be getting a level, like, every 2 to 3 sessions until, like, 11th or 12th level, and then you should be getting a level every 1 to 2 sessions. And I'm just like,
what?
I was like, what the fuck? And I guess they're just anticipating people having much shorter campaigns, because that's like, you know, 40-ish sessions, but like I was like, every 2 sessions, every 3 sessions? They're like,
Yeah. That's crazy.
Maybe it would slow down later on too.
Yeah, that's my thought too. I was like, I always slow it down, like the further you go out, and they're like, no, speed it up.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, anyway. Chris, it's the rules.
You can't skip the rules.
Actually, guess what? I can, and I will. All right. So, you guys are back on the boat. You'll be, you know, docking in Portage in a few days. Tomei, you get a chance to look over this necklace. And does anybody here have the identify spell?
I don't think so.
I think there's an alternate rule of also, like, if you spend enough time with it, you can identify it using arcana checks. So I'm not going to fuss too much about it, but yeah, you get it. And do you want to share with the group what it does?
Yeah, let me pull it up. It's a shark teeth necklace. It imbues its wearer with a honed sense of how to hurt a weakened foe. A creature wearing this necklace has advantage on attack rolls against creatures that are bloodied.
Hmm. Nice. But,
anyone want this?
Sure, okay.
I was going to say Roisin or Chat or Cash.
Yeah.
I was thinking I'll take it if nobody else wants it, sure.
All right. And she tosses it over to Cass.
Do you put it on?
Uh-oh. I don't like the way you said that.
Describe to me what it looks like again.
It's just a shark tooth necklace.
It's a here it's a black cord and it has like 5 shark teeth on it.
Yeah, leather cord. Kes gives it a sniff and then puts it around his neck.
Cool. Yeah, when you put it around your neck, you just sort of feel your senses hone slightly. This is still fresh enough after the battle that, like, some of you are still pretty well injured, and like you can just sort of like smell like the blood in the air, and like can just kind of get that sense of like who around you is hurt at any given moment.
Because his pupils dilate a little larger. Neat. Is this in D&D Beyond, Chris?
Yes, it is just called Shark Tooth Necklace.
Awesome.
Cool. So I guess my plan is to kind of get you guys to dock, but I did want to open the floor if there's anybody else that wanted to have any more at sea scenes or anything like that, or anything else you wanted to do before you arrive, or do you just all sort of take it easy and relax? I see Shay with a finger in the air like she doesn't care. Yes.
I wanted to have one or two, depending on
whatever.
I think Roisin would probably go to Hayren first. But sometime, I don't know, when maybe knock on Hayren's door. Knock, knock, knock.
Come. It's not my voice. Okay. Come in. Inpa.
Hi. I had some questions for you. How do you cast magic? And where does it come from?
Also, with your accent, I thought you said kiss for a second.
like... Maybe I did.
How do you... I'm going to look around. Because when you came in, I'm like surrounded by just like papers and books, just like scattered, and I'm just writing notes. How do I cast magic?
Yeah. How do you do that? Where do you get the power from? Where does the magic come from?
I studied a lot.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I was taught. I read a lot of things, and I just think
a lot.
Really hard about it.
You just think really hard about it?
Yes, like I imagine, like if I just think of a, you know, like a story or like something happening, and then it happens. You know, I actually don't know. I'm talking out of my ass. I think it was just trained into me. But I studied really, really hard.
What is it? What does it feel like when you're casting magic? Like, does it feel like anything? Like, do your hands tingle or, I don't know, your elbows feel weird or anything like that?
You know, sometimes my left armpit does feel quite itchy.
Is this specifically after you've cast magic, or do you just mean in general?
I think the magic, but
all right.
Girl, you just need to switch away from an aluminum based deodorant.
You know, actually, you think. I'm just going to like cast a mage hand, but it looks like, I think with any like, it's like a quick like verbal, and a lot of it, I think I'm just like hitting like a note and then doing a little whacking, voking with my hands. But yeah, no, I think I don't, honestly, it's like muscle memory. Mm-hmm. Why do you ask? You don't have to tell me. You don't want to.
I'm interested in magic, and I've always wanted to use it. But I was told that I didn't need to study to cast it, and that I should ask around. But if you studied, then maybe I need to study too. I don't know.
Practice is good, but... Oh, I can do a thing that's almost like magic, but it comes from not studying, and I was born with it. And I think there are people who have magic that way, without studying. So maybe that's...
I was going to ask Tomi next as well, because she can also do magic. I've talked to, you know, my friend, but she gets it from a god, so it's a little bit different. I'm not religious, if you didn't know.
Oh, I didn't. Me either.
But... All right. Well, I appreciate you talking to me. Maybe next time you cast some magic, you can tell me and I can watch you.
Yeah. We can do that if you want. I also have this book that I write all of my... Sometimes I just write down ideas and then it comes in. But anyway.
Do you mind if I look at that sometime?
You can look at it whenever you want. I just need it so I remember what to do.
Makes sense. All right. Thank you. This has been enlightening. I'll keep an eye out for any... armpit tingles.
I was joking about that. I mean, no, I mean, it's the truth, but it's not actually, it's not really having to do with the magic. I panicked.
All right, well. Thank you.
Roisin, you said you're into magic, right? And always wanted to I've always wanted to use I don't think I could carry one that's like your weapon or anything, but any chance you could show me some things with I'm gonna point to the sword that I've never unsheathed in our journey ever. I'm just sitting there.
Sure. I mean, that seems like a very fair trade. I'll look at your book and watch you, and then you watch me, and I can show you some stances or whatever they're called, movements.
Okay.
Is this because of who we're traveling with and you want to protect yourself from her? in more than just a magical way?
Oh, no, I didn't think about that. I've just always wanted to learn how to do that
Oh, all
because,
right.
you know, all the heroes in books and things usually have a sword.
Oh, I guess that's right. Yeah, I mean, all the books I've read, the heroes have had swords too. Or yeah. Not that many magic users that I've heard of that are heroes in stories.
Wow. What books are
Right?
you
There are
reading?
always
The ones I was allowed to read.
That's true.
Yeah, all right, that makes a lot of sense.
Also, hey Ren, you definitely have tons of books that like where the hero is using like magic.
Tomorrow in the morning, so bright and early. All right, can't wait to read
Okay.
your book. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Right. Did anybody else have anything they wanted to do before they were in port? Or Shay, did you have a second scene?
If no, I also kind of wanted to ask Tony, but if someone else has something, I'm happy to not do it.
I didn't have anything, but I can be asked.
Don't talk to me. I'll find Toby wherever you are.
She's gonna be up on deck, kind of leaning over the side, see if she can see any dolphins.
Are you thinking about jumping in?
Nope, not today.
All right. Well, would you let one of us know before if you decide you want to jump in, just in
Oh yeah,
case?
for sure. I'd probably like one of you to pull me back out.
Yeah.
So how's it going?
Oh, good. I was wondering if I could ask you some questions, like how you access your magic and how you use it and what it feels like.
All of those now all at once?
Or whatever order you'd like to answer them in.
Okay. Yeah. What was the first one again?
How do you access your magic?
Okay. I see something or see nothing, and I want it to be different. And then I make it different.
All right. So, kind of like if there's a person in front of you and you want them to be dead. You stab them.
You know how it's kind of like when you move, you know, you do the same moves until you can do it in your sleep. It's kind of like
Yeah.
that.
All right. All right. So very practicing intention.
Yeah,
All
I
right.
get this feeling kind of in my chest, kind of like
Not in,
gas, but not like that.
right, not in your armpit, in your
No,
chest.
not
All right.
yet.
Good to know. All right.
And that's kind of where I can gather, and then I make the things change.
Like, is it like an energy thing? Like you.
Maybe like a internal energy. It's not like I throw energy at something else.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I tap into my own internal resource.
All right. That sounds like something I can do. Thank you. This has been very enlightening, Tomi.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Remember, let me know if you want to jump in the water.
I will. Okay, see you later.
Bye.
Okay,
All right.
wonder what that was about.
As she walks away, you see a dolphin leap out of the water.
Okay.
And you see Ula walk up behind you. Oh, I love it when they do this. And much like humans make cat or dog sounds, Ula starts making dolphin sounds because dolphins are the puppies of the ocean. And she will just start making sounds and use like friendly little zaps. Like I don't know how to describe it. She uses her staff to kind of entice them closer so that
Is it
they're
like the little stretchies?
Yeah, essentially.
Oh,
And now there's like a swarm of like 15 to 20 dolphins just going with the boat.
badass.
Good thing those aren't sharks.
Dolphins will fuck a shark up, so you know.
I've heard dolphins
I
fuck a lot
do.
of things.
I know that.
That is a dolphin fact, actually. Yes.
You don't leave dolphins around, you know, any vulnerable populations whatsoever.
I don't know
Good
much
to
about dolphins, so I know a little bit more about sharks.
know. Fair enough.
Yes. You definitely knew a lot of sharks and why they suck. They're just overgrown fish. They lay unfertilized eggs. They're basically chickens. All right. So, all right. Question for Kes. Do you share with Carswell and Blackbird what happened, like kind of what happened on the island, or do you just kind of keep it all buttoned in?
If I ask, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they ask you, they. Carswell, being a former adventurer himself, is very curious about it and asks all about it.
He definitely explains it in a way that is very critical of the other party members' decision to want to explore this strange cult-filled island instead of just going back to the fucking boat and leaving.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Do you describe how you got knocked out with one punch?
I might omit that detail.
Fair enough. Yes, hey Ray.
At some point, sorry, I forgot about this. I had a question, but also at some point, could I just like skip over to Kes for a quick
Oh, first, yeah.
moment? Crazy how you almost died, and I saved you.
Yeah, that is a thing that happened.
How do you feel?
Alive. A little grateful, I suppose. What, do you want something?
Not to be rude, I did only have that one potion, which you don't have to give back or whatever. But if I was as unconscious as you were, I think
Do
you
you
might
want my healing
consider.
potion? I'll give you the healing potion I have.
Not really. I mean, kind of. Just.
Okay, then what would
Could
you
just be
like?
like, yes, I would save your life too, you know, if you were ever about to like really die in front of a giant shark or like another ugly creature. We have only been traveling together this whole time. Just say you wouldn't let me just die.
I wouldn't let you just die.
Okay. Thank you, that's all.
Chad.
I like that necklace on you. It looks great. You look like my friend Chad.
Dad.
Chad?
Yeah, you know. With
The puka shell
He loves surfing.
Joe, I think the glasses are going to your head.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'll just skip away.
That's hilarious.
Does anybody
Oh, my
else?
face hurts.
Fine, too. Does anybody else have anything else they want to do before
No.
All right. Well, a few more days go by. Oh, cute little kitty. And on the near the late afternoon, on the 5th of Sylvian, you all glide into the port of Portage. As you enter this sort of protected little harbor, this bay that Portage sits on, you kind of come around a corner, the sort of hilly, wooded kind of jut of land that you come around, and you see the city itself laid out in front of you. By far, the most striking feature of this city is an incredibly tall and wide archway that is positioned near the docks. You can kind of see, as the sun, clear skies on this side of it. As you look at the archway, you see the city continue behind it, but with darker skies, cloudier weather. And you see just sort of energy crackling around the edge of it as a giant galleon moves slowly through it. So surrounding it, nothing quite as tall as this 120-foot tall structure. So that's 12 stories tall. You see a very sort of modest in comparison city. Lots of wooden buildings, a one sort of stone fortification on a hillside overlooking the city, but otherwise just a lot of woods, evergreen woods surrounding this. And the ship kind of the sails get lowered, they switch to oars, and they position the ship, docking it on a quay. Well, Captain Eva says as she comes out of her quarters, "It looks like we've arrived in Portage." She says, I hope you all enjoyed your journey. And I'll be here until you're ready to go back." So she says, "Now you all are heading to the Vistamarna jungle." She says, "There's two ways of getting there from here." She says, "You need to get to Jungle's Edge, which is a city on the edge of the jungle." She says, "You can get there over land or by boat, but it can't be this boat."
Sorry, do you have a map of the area?
Oh yes, if you open up D&D Beyond,
Yeah.
That is the map that is pulled up right now.
Okay, because I'm not seeing Portage anywhere.
How do I
Bottom left,
out that?
near the Gulf of Plenty.
Oh, okay, down there. Gotcha.
How do I get to your map again?
If you go to tools,
Help, bro.
and then you should see
Perhaps.
maps. Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever been in this area?
It's up to you. It's a little further away from Spezia, but you travel enough. You tell me, have you been this way before?
Let's go for it.
All right.
What's yes? Even yes, odds no?
Sounds good to me.
Four. So
Leave it.
yes.
So you've seen this before.
Okay, probably didn't go as far out of the town, though.
No. And so anyway, she says, "Yeah, there's two ways to get to Jungle's Edge. You can do it over land." She says, "There's a road that goes through Blackglass to get there." She says, "Or you can charter a smaller passenger boat." She says, "It's not a trading port, so ships that aren't registered as part of the Lokana Federation aren't allowed there typically. So that's why we can't take you there. Can't take you there directly ourselves."
I still don't have the maps. Like, I clicked on tools and maps,
I
but
put
now
a link
it's
in
just an
chat
average
if that
for
works for you.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because if you click on that, it's just an advertisement for Master Tier.
Ah.
Thank you. Where's the chat? Cool. Okay, I'm better now. Thank you.
Oh, I also think if you go to the campaign, Starfall campaign, I think there's a link on that
Yeah.
page as well.
It should also be the little arrow on your character sheet.
Cool.
So, so she says, either way, we'll be here waiting.
All right.
Well, shall we head in?
I suppose
Yeah.
so.
Don't see
What
why
time of
not.
day is it?
It's like mid-afternoon. It's like maybe an hour or two before you'd get dinner.
Okay, do we just want to stay here for the rest of the day and just get things set up for leaving in the morning?
Well, which way are we going to go?
Well,
Land or boat?
we have to decide that before we're getting things set up. I would vote. Maybe we should ask some locals what they would suggest. What's
Well, just to
boat's probably quicker, but what's safer? We don't know what's in the Gulf, do we?
boats also expensive.
I was about to say, how much
Yeah.
money do we have between us? I've got 10 gold to my name.
I'm about the same.
Good question. Not a lot. Six
Yeah, say
gold.
everybody but Ula is a bit strapped. And that's only because Ula didn't have to buy anything. Basically.
Ula's gonna lie.
That's fine.
Yeah, I got 20 gold.
Also, Shay, I really like that sweatshirt.
So
Thank
in
you.
potatoes.
maybe 50 gold between all of us. I'm not sure what a boat would cost. Hopefully not that much. It's not that far of a journey.
Okay,
But
so sorry. I gotta backtrack for we're at Portage, right?
Yep.
yeah.
And we're trying to get to Jungle's Edge. Yep. Oh, what if we just walked most of the way and then took a boat like just east of Black Glass, so we didn't have to go up and down again.
I don't know that there's another port town.
Yeah.
Fair enough. I think we should price and see how much a boat is. I don't mind walking over. No, wait, this character
Yeah.
does.
We can always ask.
I could carry you most of the way, I'm sure.
Okay, let's see how much a boat
We
costs.
could also see
Actually,
what
two of you
kind
don't
of
mind
mounts they
swimming. Can
might
we ride on
have.
Ula's back?
Or maybe we
How
could like
tall are
construct
you?
some sort of like water sled to sit
Okay,
on.
that's a lot of work.
cast the enlarge spell and make your own private island.
There you go.
We could look into mounts too.
We're in a dock, right?
Yeah, a huge port city. Yeah.
Okay, well, I've been on boats for like months now. Like that's my job. So I'll just step off the boat really quick and flag somebody down. Like a dock master or assistant or something like that.
Okay. So you'll get ready to leave the boat. They put the game plank down to the dock. You'll start to walk down it. Roisin, before you can go, Carswell comes up and says, "Oh, Roisin, do you mind if I have a word with you?"
Sure. Or no, I don't mind.
Away from the rest of the group.
All right.
So he kind of takes a few steps kind of away from the gangplank and waits for everybody else to go down to the dock.
I don't go that far.
Of course you don't. He just kind of quietly says, "So I heard about what happened on Turtle Island. And so Miss Uno," he hands you a small sack, "wants you to buy yourself a nice breastplate or something."
Oh, thank you. Thank her.
Of course, yeah. She remembers what it was like to start out.
That's very kind. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Don't thank me, thank the boss.
Pass along my thanks, please.
Will do.
All right. Bye.
All right, so there's 75 gold pieces in the bag,
And
which is exactly enough to buy a breastplate.
nice.
Can
What
I
did he give you?
use
What?
yeah.
Machine, what did he give you? Is
None
he
of
a
your
weirdo?
business. None of your business. He gave me one of his sacks.
One of his sex?
Is he a weirdo?
No.
Would be concerned.
My patheticness has reached the ears of others, and I have been given some funds to buy some armor.
You're not pathetic. What?
I'm
You're
just kidding.
amazing.
Thank you. I'm just kidding. But I will now need to buy something after we figure out the boat.
Okay.
I need to go shopping.
It's not that
Well,
bad. Will you help
we
me?
Sure.
Thank you.
I mean, if you're getting armor, you're gonna be around people who also don't want to shop. So it probably won't be that bad at all.
All right.
You
Yeah.
know?
Sounds good.
Amanda, did you have something you wanted to?
yeah. I have that background feature. Is there somebody in town that I can find that might give us some pointers of where to go to look for the things that we're looking for?
I'm gonna say absolutely. There's somebody. Let's double check what your background feature is.
Yeah, right. I forgot what my background is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I will
But
say,
it has the different flair for my
yeah,
background
of course,
features.
yes. You are not an urban bounty hunter.
No.
So I will say, Una, that you know the owner.
I
Sorry.
know
I had Una on my brain.
Luna. I
That you know the owner of a tavern that would also probably be a good place for you all to stay. Named The tavern is called the Eight Arms. It's in this dock, kind of West Dock area that you guys are in right now. And the person is a lizard person named Verthica, Vertica. Thica.
All right, so I've been here before. I know this place is a tavern called the Eight Arms. We can go maybe set up something for the night, and I think the owner might be able to send us towards some places that might work out for us.
All
Okay.
right.
Is that
Sounds like a
good?
good start.
It
All right.
sounds wonderful. Thank you.
Follow me. And I'm going to leave them over there.
And then I would just on our way, just like to ask just a sailor, not like stopping to have a conversation or anything, but just kind of briskly, hey, what's the going rate to get to Jungle's Edge by water?
He looks you up and down and says, "What, you an adventurer or something?
No.
Why you want to go there then?"
Why are you asking questions about my business?
"Oh, no harm intended. I don't know, probably like 5 gold piece."
Just five?
"Yeah."
Okay. Thanks, bye.
"Bye."
So I told me I share that with you, that may or may not be true at all, but that's what he said.
Oh, well, that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, he could have been lying, though.
Very true.
People lie a lot.
Trust nobody.
It's there's a lot of There's always a lot of personality bleed in my characters. This one is so far away from who I am that I'm having a hard time circling it.
What'd you
All
say? It
right.
was the eight twisted arms?
Just the eight arms, right?
Yep.
Eight arms.
All right. So are we there? Anyone else want to do it something on the way?
All right. So you start to make your way there. There's a small line for you all to stand in to get admitted into the city. It takes about 20 minutes. Because another ship arrived here ahead of you that had a little bit of a bigger crew. But you'll eventually make your way to the front where you see a couple of smartly dressed city guards that are kind of just sort of boredly checking with people as they come in. Do you all go up individually or as a group?
Group, probably.
Yeah, as a group.
Garrett says, "Oh, hello. Welcome to Portage. Business?"
Yes.
No. What's your business in Portage?
Oh, we're passing through. We're on our way to Jungle's Edge.
All right. Not bringing any trade goods in or anything like that.
Nope.
They kind of look you up and down. Don't see any carts. All right. Have fun.
Right?
Thank you.
In we go.
Right. So you are sort of on the what Tomin, you would know the docks are kind of split into west docks and east docks, and the big portal is kind of what that dividing point is. You all, as you kind of walk off, you can actually faintly hear the electrical buzz and crackle of the port nearby, which from where you're standing on the ground is just looming above everything here, and it does
So
have
we
that.
need the gate to get through to the other side of the strait. Is that
Yeah.
what it is?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I missed it.
And so yeah, you as you watch, you see another ship passing through it. Disconcertingly, like as on this side it looks very tangible and real. But as you look through it at the points where it's sort of crossing through, like it just sort of shimmers and almost intangibly fades as it passes through to the other side of this gate. You also from here can see that there's like people like walking on the there's like streets on both sides of the man-made canal that goes into the gate, and you see like people and carts kind of walking to and from the two halves of the South City and the North City, pretty nonchalantly.
I think I want to do that at least once.
Kind of gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, but that's why I'm curious. I think it's going to be gross, but I want to try it at least once.
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay. So, eight arms first. Is that where you're heading?
Yep.
Okay. So, you make your way, tell me, with just like only a slight moment to reorientate yourself. You're able to remember how to get there. It's just a few blocks from here. And you find this sort of charming looking wooden tavern. It's 3 stories tall, and it's got a 1.5 story tall drunk looking wooden octopus hanging above the door, with the one a couple of the tentacles kind of raising up like towards the roof, and then a few more that are hanging down over the windows.
Oh, here we are.
How busy are the streets?
Pretty busy. Even though the city itself isn't very large because it doesn't have a lot of people living here, it does have a lot of people passing through at any given time. It is one of the major trade ports in the entire region. And so the streets are milling with people.
Okay.
Excuse me. It moved the door.
Right.
So head in.
You head in to the sound of somebody playing kind of a jaunty tune on some sort of squeeze box. You hear the sounds of laughter and people conversing as you walk in and see people that are here a little early for dinner, getting started with their liquid dinner. and just sort of a jaunty fun vibe. Behind the bar, you see a busy looking lizard person, kind of greenish yellow skin, very nicely dressed, and very kind of rapidly handing out drinks to folks. As you all come in, they look up and just sort of give you a friendly wave as they take another person's order.
I'll wave back and I'll go up to the bar and wait.
After a moment or two, the lizard folk comes over and says, "What now? What can I get for you? Oh my goodness, is that Tommy Humblepot?
Hi, I'm Rethika. How are you
You
doing?
you've grown up since the last time I saw you."
Yep. Well, a little bit.
Oh, well, it's very good to see you. Where's your father? Where's the rest of the troop?
I'm just kind of on a little bit of vacation from them, hanging out with my friends, doing
Oh,
some adventuring.
a little bit of a walkabout. Oh, very nice, very nice. Well, any friends have told me is a friend of mine. Name's Verthika. I own this establishment.
Swishin, Ula, Kess, and Haven.
Well, pleasure to meet all of you. Say what? First drinks on me, assuming you order something cheap.
Yeah, I'll have just nail.
Right, ale.
I'll have one of those as well, please.
Could I have an ale that's half water, please?
Even better.
Probably don't have any rice wine, I'm guessing.
Actually, yeah, I think I do though. I might have to charge you for that. It's a little exotic in these parts.
Yeah, fair enough. Just whatever grog you have on tap.
All right, grog, ale, watered down ale, and what about for you?
Ale also.
All right. All right, so five watered down ales it is. She just pours from the tap and hands them to each of
Do I actually get one that is fully from the tap?
you. Yes, and it is very watered down.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to be heading over to Gerbil's Edge. And I was wondering if you know of anybody that can kind of help us to get over there. We weren't sure if we wanted to go land or by sea. And we weren't sure where like the best deals would be. Oh, and we're gonna go shopping for breastplate.
Oh, well, for the breastplate, you got to go to the bang and clink.
The banging clink.
Yeah, the bang and clink.
Excuse me, what do I have to do?
Yeah.
Not banging clank.
Bang and clink. It's a blacksmith shop. It's the best one in the dock district.
All right.
Well, I read a book. That reminds me of. Never mind.
Oh,
Not Joe right
I wasn't sure if this was Joe or Harry
I'm
or
sorry.
both.
It's
Well,
hateable. Bang and plank. Okay.
right, thank you.
well, I guess the question is do you have money to burn or would you like to make a little money?
Never say no to a little more change in my pocket.
Not mad about making some money.
Yes, it'll cost you, a pretty gold piece to get over via water. But if you go via land, she's gonna eyes they kind of eye you up and down. They say, "You all look like you could take care of yourselves." Fair number of caravans go by land, could always use guards. Free food, and you'll end up with a little coin in your pocket at the end of it.
Fair point, fair point.
Well,
So is
I
there a
thought of
trade
that.
route between here and Jungle's Edge specifically?
Well, yeah, it kind of goes from here to everywhere in Locana. So, we get a lot of goods here at the Portage. We're a really big trade port, and so a lot of the stuff goes from here to Black Glass, and then from Black Glass, to all the major cities and the minor ones as well. So,
That's
cool.
interesting.
How much do you think it would cost to go by boat?
Oh, probably, 5 to 10 gold pieces, depending on whose boat it was and how much they thought they could fleece you.
Is that 5 to 10 each?
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
It's not a very long trip,
Well,
but there's also not a lot of boats that go that way.
fair
Yeah.
enough. If we're considering the land route, anything you can tell us about Black Glass? I think we'd be traveling through there.
Oh, well, if you've never been, Black Glass is it's pretty great. It's part of the Mahitoy Nation. But it's in these sort of rugged foothills, and there's shards of obsidian all over the place, and so the blacksmith and artisans there take that obsidian and turn it into, coax it's the inherent magic within it out of it, and make all sorts of things out of it, weapons and art and all sorts of various things. So it's a pretty cool place if you've ever been.
Interesting. Thank you for the information and for the mates rate.
I like the mates rate. That's great.
Mates rate.
Yeah, greatly appreciate it.
Do you all need a room for the night? We got a few open.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have? How much does it cost?
That's a great question. I forgot to look up lodging before I suggested this.
I'm also good if you just have a common room.
Well, we do have a common room. That'd be just the copper piece. If you wanna sleep there, just keep a close eye on your stuff. We assume no responsibility for any sticky fingers in the common room. As far as the rate goes, services. It's 5 silver piece a night per private room.
All right.
And how many does a private room sleep?
We got the ones with bunk beds, so you could sleep two or three of you if you don't mind, if you're comfortable with each other.
Well,
I'll take
I'll.
a bunk bed.
All right. I'll be in that room as well.
I completely forgot how much you said it was.
5 silver for.
Five silver. Yeah. I'll do a room too.
All right.
Did you say it only sleeps up to three people?
Yeah, if there's two of you that don't mind sharing a bed or don't mind sleeping on the floor.
I'm good with the floor.
Me too. Can we all fit in there?
I'd probably need two rooms unless
Oh, sorry. Okay.
Oh, I got a second room.
okay, yeah.
Oh.
They reach beneath the bar and Verthika gives you a key to your rooms and says, "There you go."
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Oh,
For caravans, if we wanted to find one, do we just go to the docks or is there somewhere else?
Docks or market, those would probably be your best bets. Oftentimes the vendors at the market are traveling sorts, and so they'll set up there and for a few days and then head off to other places. And then yeah, and then docks as well. So it's between the two of them.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm happy to help. It's good seeing you again, Tommy.
Yeah, it's been a while.
Been a long road getting from there to here. Right, so okay, so you guys get a room. Do you go? I'm assuming you probably go get somewhere, get a meal. a non-ship meal for the first time in 30 days.
Yeah. Do they serve food at the Eight Arms?
They do. So you can get a meal here, be a silver piece apiece, or there's just all sorts of street meats and restaurants in the vicinity. But yeah, just drop a silver piece, everybody, for that.
Yeah.
Would I know if the armor shop is open this late?
You could ask Rithika. She would know. Or they would
All
know.
Right. Is it still open?
Yeah, they stay open late, especially in the summer hours.
All right. I think I might go have a squeeze over there to see what they got, if they got anything.
What'd you just say?
I'm gonna go take a look.
A squiz.
Go get bang clanked.
You said the word squiz, right?
Mm-hmm. That's what that means.
Ah. I simply must trust that is the case. Because it sounds grossly
not nice.
It sounds nasty.
It sounds nasty.
So are you all going to head over that way? It's Toby, you would know that it is kind of on a big marketplace.
I was going to ask, can I come with?
Yeah, sure, of course.
I can do a stretch in my legs now that we're off that boat. Might not really need anything from the smithy, but might have a wander with you guys for a while.
Mm-hmm. See what's around.
I
want to go squeeze at the bank.
We can all go squeeze together.
Go squeeze at the bank.
Episode title.
Is it the bang?
Squeeze at the bang.
Yeah, Sham, I need you to tell me how squiz is spelt.
Squiz the bang.
Squiz, I think.
That's how you think. Yeah.
All right. So, belly's full, a couple of cheap cheap watered down ales, and you all head over to the market. You see this large open air market, all sorts of people from all around the world. People kind of, lots of ships come here from all over the Obsidian Rim, from Eastern Aristica, from Western Aristica. It is a popular place. Cass, you actually notice there's a trader there from Hokkaido who's selling like Hokkaido teas and silks and things like that. Tomi, you see a couple of vendors that are selling like kind of halfling goods, stuff from Spezia that you'd recognize. And it does not take long for you to squiz the bang and clank. it's a kind of a larger shop on one edge of the market. It's got a kind of a large piece of like a breastplate over the door, and like a sword that would be too big even for a giant kind of hung above that. And you hear the sounds of banging and clanking coming from inside the shop. Just, hammers striking metal. And so as you enter the shop, you see standing over one of the forge closest to you, you see there's probably, at least as far as you can see here, at least a half dozen different forges that are operating at once. The closest one, though, you see a shirtless orc, kind of dark green skin, has got his... just a shaved head, looks to be maybe in his like mid-30s. As you all come in, he kind of drenches the sword that he's working on, and then kind of turns and faces a lot of you with just like sweat, like beating down. And he says, "Hey, welcome to the bang."
Not coming with you.
he says, "Welcome to the bang clink." He says, "Y'all looking to buy something?"
Yeah, I'm definitely looking for something. do you have any breastplates?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's one of our specialties. He says.
All right.
Okay, he says. Which one of you is it for?
It's for me. It needs to be 75 gold pieces or less, please.
Well, luckily for you, 75 gold pieces is the going rate for a piece of breastplate.
All right.
He says, regardless of size.
All right, well.
He says, come on into our showroom. We can hook you up with some options.
All right, I will go in.
All right, so you walk into a large room that is just filled with armor of all metal armors, like plate mail, chain mail, breastplates. You see swords and maces and hammers and war hammers and axes, just lining wall to wall, all very fine looking quality.
Wow.
What's the
This is
prettiest, most enameled thing in there?
most enameled. Is that what you
Yeah.
said?
It has like the most just
You see, there is a gold-plated breastplate that has like an entire scene of a battle that's been etched into it in surprisingly good detail.
Tommy's gonna go look at that.
So what you can do as fancy or as utilitarian as you like. Just sort of depends on the look that you're going for.
Sorry, I got distracted by the fly that was flying in my face. Can you repeat that?
Oh,
Sorry.
he says, how fancy are you looking for? Do you want it to be something plain, utilitarian, or are you looking for something? You got to guess just what Tomi is ogling.
I mean, something ideally that would go with my outfit. So probably, I don't know, like a
Yeah,
gold.
real quick for the DM who totally remembers exactly what your outfit looks like.
Let me post it again, just
Oh, that's right. You
because,
did post it in the.
but it's been ages, so real life ages. And it would help me to remember what it looks like as well. So I guess like on it, I mean, it could be black, it could be like gunmetal or like maybe gold. Yeah.
Okay. He says, "Oh yeah, we can definitely do the something dark and brooding for sure." He says, "Yeah, let me pull up some stuff here." While he's doing that, are the rest of you in the shop here, or are you kind of wandering around the marketplace?
Guess is still in the market.
Market? What about Hayren?
I'm also looking at the fancy weapons and things
Okay.
in the shop.
Ula, are you at the in the armor shop then too?
Yes, I am in the armor shop.
Okay. Yes, what are you getting up to in the market?
I am scoping out the people who are in the marketplace, seeing if there are any easily accessible and large looking purses.
Roll me a perception check.
Hell yeah. Roll high.
No, that's a three.
Oh
I will say, I will say that you do see, like, because you would see there are purses, but what I'll say with that three, it's not that you don't see the purses, it's just that
no.
you just keep finding the ones where it's like, ooh, that's a big purse. Oh, that person's got like two people with them that seem to be like looking out for them. And yeah, it's just hard to find a, it's hard to find a mark.
Okay.
And then Tommy, you're looking at like the kind of work of art sort of armors.
Yeah, I was. Now I'm kind of wandering towards the front door.
Okay, you head out.
Yeah. I'm going to go find some tchotchkes.
Yeah, you have no problem finding tchotchkes.
In a port town.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. All right, so back to you, Roisin. He says, "So, what would it be? Something in like a dark gunmetal or black? You could do
Oh.
like polished black or like dull black."
Oh, I feel like polished would look nice. What do you think, Ula? And Hirin, you seem like you know fashion.
Well, I like two of them. I like this one that is a very black and very shiny and sorry. It just looks pristine and I
Oh,
really
you have a good eye. That's an armor of gleaming. It can never get dirty.
and I also like this one and it's just foreboding like you are.
And as you
Makes
look
me
at
even
it,
scarier.
as you look at it, you see there's just wisps of smoke rising from the armor, dissipating into the air.
Ooh. Hey, Rin.
I think you can pull anything off.
All right. Is there anything difference between the two, or is it just what they look like?
Those are technically very common magical effects. So that's the difference between them, is one has the sort of the slightly wispy smoke, and the other one has it can never get dirty.
I feel like never get dirty goes with my outfit a little bit better.
Okay. He says, "Well,
Well, I like the smoke more. We'll go with the smoke.
Good choice.
Sorry.
No problem. He says, "All right, well, that'll be 125 gold pieces."
All right, I'll go for something that doesn't have any magic on it.
I take your money and just kind of slip it out of your hand a little bit and combine it with mine. Thank you.
Pleasure doing business with you. I'll come back anytime.
Wait, I thought you said you only had 20 gold.
I climb up on your shoulder. I only had 20 gold for me. Shh.
What does
That's
that
all it costs.
mean?
You had enough. You had enough money. It's gonna look really great on you. Let's go
Right.
shop.
Well,
All
thank
right.
you.
All right. So, yeah, they help you don the breastplate so you can wear it out of the shop. It's like that scene in the Two Towers where Theoden is getting his armor, you know. Where's the and as you head outside in your new delightfully smoky armor, and Kes, as you're just kind of maybe thinking that you should just give up, you hear somebody say, "Ah, oh, shit, not again!" And as you guys look up, you see there is a skeleton that is like ripping open a cash box at the far end of the market. And as you look, you see a couple more skeletons approaching and like attacking merchants as people start screaming and running. Roll for
Hell yeah!
initiative. Oh, fun.
Hell yeah! Let's see if
Chris, is
these
this
guys.
the smoldering armor? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, smoldering
Okay,
armor.
cool.
I
Thank
need
you.
a short break. I'll be right back.
Ooh. I'll pause it, let everybody take a quick step if they need to while I get the map set up. All right, so roll for initiative if you haven't already.
Oh,
Okay. Hey, Ren, what'd you get on your initiative?
man. 15.
15. Kes?
13.
13. Roisin?
Nine.
9. Tell me.
Nine.
18.
And Ula.
19.
Oh, right. I guess it'd help if you could see the map.
Generally, yep.
Forgot that I'd shut that off. All right, so there you go. So y'all are in this marketplace. Roisin, you, Ula, and Hayran have just come out of the blacksmithing shop, which is the large building behind you. You see there's all these different market stalls. Kes and Tomi, you all are a little further into the market looking for marks or tchotchkes, respectively. And you both look over and see these skeletons.
Oh my God, this map is huge.
And also, you see what looks to be some reanimated zombies behind the skeletons, moving a little bit slower.
Oh
Roisin.
dear. I
Also,
think
we
we.
can see the initiative.
Oh, you
Yeah.
can?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Oh,
I'll
yeah, it's at
send
the top.
Oh.
A picture.
That's really nice. It's like the Baldur's Gate sort of thing.
Yeah. But that's where they got it.
For a second, I was like, it doesn't show what the initiative
Oh.
is. And then I'm like, oh, it's an order. I don't need to see the numbers.
Oh, that is cool. Yeah. That is really cool. All right, cool. All right, so Ula, you're up first.
Cool. I forgot how to play a spell caster. Plus, I don't have these spells memorized as I once did in days of yore. Within range. What's range? 30 feet. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25. Beautiful. So. Okay. Heyrune, you're mostly going to be casting spells, right? Okay. I'm going to pop off a bless and I can get Kes, Tomy, and Roisin.
Nice.
Cool. So y'all are blessed and I am not.
Yes.
And then I don't want to get left behind. So I will go ahead and pop up to there. And then I think that's it.
All right. And just so you know, this like area with the tents, that's the marketplace. You can move through there. It's just difficult terrain as you're
Oh.
navigating past the boxes and crates and people that are running away.
Oh, well then I'll look at you, Roisin, and what direction are you gonna go? Left or right?
I'm gonna go to the right, I think.
Okay. And I will be over here.
But we'll see. We'll see by the time it gets to my turn.
Fair enough. Fair enough. And that's it for me.
All right. What's up, Tony?
All righty. I am going to do something that does stuff. am going to. How far am I from this guy? Okay, I am going to cast Starry Wisp at this guy right here, Salton Sea.
Okay.
And I make an attack, I think. Yes, range spell attack.
Okay.
You're
Ooh,
blessed.
19
That'll definitely hit.
plus whatever I add to that. Plus six. And that's radiant 1d8 radiant damage. You know what?
Okay.
I don't know how to play it. 2d6 radiant damage. And until this turn, it you miss dim light, it doesn't matter. Okay, that's it. 6 points of damage, and I'm going to move one, two, and just hang out kind of under this little thingy.
Okay. And how much damage was that again to the skeleton?
Six. Radiant.
Okay, I don't think they're.
I don't think so either.
One of the things I don't like is they don't have it, so I can like adjust the hit points there or see their stat blocks from there, which is a
Oh, that's annoying.
little
Yeah.
fr little frustrating.
Oh.
Okay, so 6 points that bloodies that skeleton.
Nice.
Okay, puts up Heyrin.
I am going to cast Mage Armor on myself and oops. And then I'm going to move and And I think that's it.
Okay. No attacks or spells or anything?
Just mage armor.
Mage armor. All right. Okay. Puts up Kess.
Yes. Kess is going to use a bonus action to shift.
Mm-hmm.
So his features kind of elongate and become more bestial. And let's see, he gains 4 temporary hit points. And that also increases his speed by 10 feet. So, okay. He's going to run up to Skeleton B.
Mm-hmm.
And attack with his short sword.
You're blessed.
I'm blessed. So I add a d4 to this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's my stuff. There's my stuff. To hit.
That'll definitely hit.
And bless just adds to hit, not to damage, right?
Correct.
Okay. So damage on this is going to be 6 points of damage. Piercing okay. damage, if that makes a difference.
It does for skeletons. Unfortunately, that is halved.
All I do is piercing, so...
Oh, wait, no, I'm sorry. They no longer have that, so it's okay.
Oh.
Yay! And
so that skeleton is bloodied.
And then with my dagger, I will nick.
Okay.
That is an 18 to hit.
That'll hit.
And I'll do sneak attack on this one because I have... Mm. Oh, actually, I have advantage on that. One second. Didn't get a natural 20. Okay. But still going to be sneak attack. So 3 plus 5, 8 more damage.
All right. That destroys that skeleton.
Hooray.
Okay. Black outline means that they are dead and rough terrain.
Mm, okay. Okay. And then I have 10 more feet of movement. So I'm actually going to back off a little bit away from the zombie because it looks kind of scary. That's my turn.
All right.
LOL.
All right. Puts up somebody else. You hear a voice from kind of behind this wall yell, "Find it! Find it, you dunderheaded ninnies! Find it!"
Which wall?
The wall to the north?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, can you drop a pin again?
Yeah, I'll ping it. So if somewhere... what am I doing here? Somewhere in this direction.
Okay.
And then puts up some skeletons. All right, skeleton A. These fuckers can move 30 feet. This one starts like rummaging through lock boxes and various things over here. Okay, skeleton B is dead. Skeleton C turns its attention to you, Tomi.
Uh-oh.
And comes over and makes an attack with its short sword. That will not hit.
Ha ha.
That is a 7 total. Okay, it puts up skeleton D. It's going to assist its skeleton comrade. Actually, can it get to 2, 3, 4, 5? Yeah, 6. Okay. Um, Another 7. All right. Yeah, these puts up Roisin.
I think I can get to the ones on the right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. All right. I'm going to run up to this guy and attack it with my blibbly blue short sword.
All right.
With the D4, right? For bless.
Yep.
Your
Thank
bless.
you. All right, that's helpful. 24.
We'll hit.
All right, all right. Ooh, 10 damage.
Nice.
Okay. It's bloodied.
Right, and that had the Avex quality. So I, when I hit with my, or when I try to hit with my offhand, I get advantage for my
Nice.
bonus. Ooh, do I still get bless on that, or is it just once per turn? Okay.
Every attack.
Yeah.
That's good. That is needed. 18.
Will hit.
All right. Thank you, Bless.
Yay.
Thank you, Ula. 7. Or wait, 3. Sorry. Don't add my extra stuff.
Okay. That is a dead skeleton.
Yay.
Then I'll use
Redundant, but
my I'll use my last 5 feet to move one more forward.
okay. You hear loud steps as a as this large what looks to be the skeleton of some sort of ogre
Oh.
comes barreling through.
Oh,
okay.
And it does move quicker, but
Ooh.
not it just sort of barrels past the stuff. It can't attack you, but it kind of gets up to you, Kess, with a dark gleam in its eye as it hulks over you. That puts up a bunch of zombies. The zombies do not move quickly. You see, this one kind of goes over and starts rooting around in this like building. You see a couple more come down from behind this wall. One's going to root around over there. This one's going to double move. Can only get to there. This one's going to root around over here. And I think that is all the zombies. Puts up Ula.
Am I completely unaware of what's happening to Kess right now?
No, you can see through this. Like, you can see over there what's going on with Cass.
Okay, amazing. 120-foot range, fog cloud, pop. So that you have something to hide in, my friend. Is that good? Bad?
Where are you dropping it?
Kind of probably on the ogre. Or do you want it on you? I was
It'll
thinking.
give Cass disadvantage on his attacks.
Oh, I was thinking advantage because you were hidden. Never mind. Never mind. Okay.
Appreciate the thought. It would help if I was running away.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right, let me check the ranges on the rest of this. None of them as good as Fog Cloud. However. So I can basically, as the crow flies, these spells then, huh? Oh, yeah, great. You are out by yourself, so I'm gonna get you a fuck 'em not because that's concentration. Fuck. All right, hold on. Hold on. I have concentrations and that's kind of it. Okay. Right. Yeah. Not a lot. Okay, what about that? Oh, that's 60 feet. Fantastic.
Oh, Chris, can I do something as a reaction?
Of course.
So when this ogre ended its turn within 5 feet of me, I'm going to use a reaction to move 10 feet away.
Nice.
Without provoking opportunity attacks. It's part of my shift ability.
Sweet. That's very good.
Nice. I am going to cast... Oh, both Toll the Dead and Sacred Flame are all or nothing, right?
I believe so, unless they've changed it for the...
I believe so, because they're cantrips, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they both are. Okay. Sorry.
It's okay.
Trying to decide what to do.
It's only our... I know we've been playing for months, but it's only our third session, so...
Right? And it's been years since I played a spellcaster. I'm going to hope for the best and pop off a Sacred Flame at the ogre skeleton, which has a 60-foot range. So, mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I measured to Kess, not to, oh, literally within 60, just at 60 yeah. feet.
And the nice thing about Sacred Flame is that I would say it would have half cover because of this market, but Sacred Flame ignores it. So,
yeah. So it's a DC 14 dex save.
Okay, DC 14 dex save for the ogre skeleton. Its dexterity is bad. though it still rolled a natural 18. I'm sorry.
Silvery barbs!
Hey, okay.
I feel like that's a waste of the use.
But... that turned it from into a dirty one, so.
Dirty one. I mean, it's only a D8 of damage, so.
Still feels good, though, I bet.
You don't add anything, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, so it's just five damage.
Okay, it takes 5 damage.
Oh, it's radiant, if that makes a difference?
It does not.
Okay, bummer.
And give advantage to somebody.
Oh, yes. Yeah! Yeah, Kess, you're all... I'm worried about Kess. Yes, I'll give the advantage to Kess.
Thank
and
you.
I can also move. And so this stuff here in the center, it's difficult terrain, but we can see everything going on the other side.
Yeah, it's like half cover. So if you try to attack through it, they'll get +2 to their AC or initiative or their dexterity save, and vice versa. If they try to attack you, you're going to get the same +2. So.
All right, I just had the urge to get up close to a skeleton, but I think that's dumb, right? I'm squishy now. Not a thing.
You do have the highest AC of anybody in the party, but...
There's also that. Well, because I also have a thing that if they hit me, they regret it really hard.
Yeah.
Excessively, so...
Yeah, cleric is a half-tank class, so don't feel be afraid to get up there and get in it.
I only have 15 hit points, though.
Yeah, that's the second or third most hit points in the group. It's
oh, well, with the confidence that you've just given me, I'm going to make a stupid decision that I kind of want to make anyway. Yeah. Go. Okay. So, I'm at you, bro.
All right.
Oh, no, that's dumb. Absolutely not. I've already used my reaction.
All right.
Never mind. Sorry.
Okay. Puts up Tomy.
I'm just gonna scoot around this guy, be like, hello, new friends. And then I am going to, in a rush of fall colors, I'm gonna disappear my ass.
Just your ass.
Just my ass. Uh-oh. What'd I do? Oh, there we go. Get my ass all the way over here.
All
And
right.
they have to make a wisdom saving throw. These
There's
two,
a
A and C.
okay. Let's see. Wisdom. I got a 7 and a 2.
That does not do it. Okay, so those two are charmed by me for 1 minute, or until you guys do damage. And you guys have seen me do this before, so
Hey.
you know
Purple for
what that does.
charmed.
All right, those ones shouldn't be a problem for a little bit.
Awesome.
And then I am going, that's a bonus action. I'm going to then step up here to where I can see Zombie A, do a clean shot at him, and cast I'm gonna cast a Sorcerer's Burst.
Okay.
Ranged attack against the target. Doop. Oop. Low.
And that's a new one on me, so you'll have to remind me what that does. Or I guess maybe you won't if you missed.
12.
12 on a zombie, hits.
Okay. So I cast Sorcerer's Energy at one creature, make a ranged attack. It takes 1d8 damage of a type I choose. I'm going to choose fire.
Okay.
I roll a d8 for this spell. I know we've done this one before.
Yeah, I just it'll take me a couple sessions to absorb it. All right, so
I don't
fired.
remember what we did, but I remembered rolling a d8. I roll an 8 on a d8. I didn't roll another one. Okay, but I only rolled a 3.
Okay.
So 3 fire damage. The
All right, 3 fire damage to Zomber A. All right.
zombie.
Zombie.
The bat. Eh. Eh. Eh.
Eh. All right. Anything else? If not, that puts up Peyrin.
Nope. That's all my turn.
Are the two charmed zombies only friendly to you or to
They're friendly to all of us.
all of us? Like, cool. Thank you. And then, Chris, if I this over here next to zombie A, that's a building, right? So I can't step in it, or is zombie A on?
It's like in like that's like it's kind of got like an open front because it's like a merchant shop.
Oh, okay, I see.
So you could step up next to it if you
It's
wanted
like a
to.
pavilion.
Yeah.
Okay. But not to the right bottom, southeast.
You would have to go into the building for that part, yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And then are things generally flammable
Oh yeah.
around?
Oh yeah,
Okay.
everything here is made of wood. And tarps and
Great.
cloths.
Okay. I'm pretty useless right now, then, y'all. I'm
It's
sorry.
a village town. There's a lot of boiled cloth around for.
There's a box that says like, guys like turpentine rags.
I'm like.
Though I wouldn't say you're useless. Don't forget, like, most of your spells don't actually catch things on fire unless they specifically say so. And the
Yeah.
only one I can think of off the top of my head is like fireball, which you don't have yet. So.
I have Burning Hand. That's the one that I was
Ah,
considering. And if,
okay.
yeah. I know I'm not useless. The thing that I wanted to do, I really wanted to do, is not good for.
No, hey, the battle might shift. You might still get the Burning Hand, some skeletons and zombies.
I know. Like, I want to light everything on fire, but that's the intrusive thoughts. I will drop a mind sliver on zombie A, if yeah.
Okay.
Or actually, zombie C.
Okay. What's the range on Mind Sliver?
60 feet.
Zombie C is at 70.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, you could move up 10 feet. Zombie A is just within 60 feet.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're talking about the left or the right?
The right.
Okay, yes. You could get any of those zombies on the right. Sorry. I just realized
that it's all good.
I just realized that I use different tokens and they just or have the same name. So sorry about that. That's confusing. No, so right, yeah, you could hit any of those three right zombies for sure.
Yeah. The Pantene ad zombies. please.
Yeah,
Fabio.
No,
it's Fabio
for sure. Accurate.
Zombie Fabio.
Those corpses were a bit fresher. Yes. all right. So zombie C, you're hitting with a mind. Intelligence save.
Yeah.
Ooh, you picked their best stat. for you, that is a 7 total, so it will fail.
Yay. Oh man, that's a 1.
Oh no.
Okay, 1 point.
Yes. And I'm going to just move over here so I'm standing like kind of where I could keep an eye on both sides. That's my turn.
Okay. What's up, Kes?
Yes.
Have advantage.
I do. Thank you. So with that advantage, I'm going to move forward, and I'm going to poke the ogre skeleton in the shins.
Yeah.
All right.
So short sword with advantage.
Okay.
Plus.
Plus. Yeah, blessed.
Even with advantage, I got a 12.
Yeah, blessed.
So 16 to hit.
Yeah, I'll definitely hit.
Yay.
So that is 10 piercing damage.
Nice.
A
solid hit.
And then nicking with my dagger, also with advantage.
Okay.
Another 12. Jeez. Come on, dice. Be nice. It's another 16 to hit.
Nice.
That'll hit.
And I forgot sneak attack. That's okay. I can sneak attack this one. So that's 6 more piercing damage.
Nice.
And then I will bonus action disengage. And 1, 2. Let's see. I moved 10 forward. So if I go 2, 3, 4. Yeah, I think that's as far as I want to go. And that'll be the end of my turn.
All right. That puts up. Somebody says, with the sounds of spells being cast and metal, you hear a voice that so does oppose me.
Quick question. There's no guards in this marketplace.
It's been 12 seconds. There are guards that will be coming. Yes. Okay. The bodyguards are looking after their own and like escorting people out of here.
Yeah, that's fair.
But yes, like people are running and shouting, like in the distance, you see the guards coming conveniently timed so that this is a fight for you all and not. Mm-hmm. All right. That puts up them. You see, they go left or right. I think they're going to go. Okay, they're going to go right. Rounding the corner, you see this halfling dressed up in sort of a gothic outfit. I'll put a picture in the. In the signal chat.
He looks like a private school douchebag.
You're going to say Harry Potter gone wrong.
So Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hit him.
And she's gonna look at the lot of you and say, "Fools! You dare oppose me?" Okay. And she'll make two attacks. One at Tomi, one at Roisin. Tomi, that is a 22 to hit.
Oh, yep.
Roisin, that is an 8 to hit. And Tomi, for you, that is 12 points of necrotic damage.
Ooh. Ooh, I'm bloodied. Ooh.
All right, puts up the skeletons, and she says, "Kill these fools, and then you can find it." And the skeletons are going to turn their attention, and zombies are going to turn their attention fully on you, except for skeleton A and C. Skeleton A bends down and picks a flower, walks over, and hands it to you, Tomi, and then sort of wanders around.
Oh, thank you.
Skeleton C is just going to sort of walk over this way and the way. What are you doing, fools? Attack! Don't. And then they get a save at the end of their turn. Is that correct?
No, for a minute.
It just lasts a minute until they take damage. Okay,
that a minute unless they take damage from us. Yeah,
that is so good. Puts up Roisin.
Okay, you should see some of the other ones that I get if I change.
You change seasons.
Seasons, yeah.
Ooh, that's cool. To get through those skeletons, do I have to go kind of through the market?
You can also diagonal move between them.
Okay, cool. I think I have to use an action to get up to the mysterious necromancer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna use my action surge to do that.
Okay.
So I'll get up.
Get up.
Grill.
Get on up.
Okay, and then I will attack Avec my short sword.
So I just imagine that, like, you see her come around the corner and you just basically bolt, like, just sort of, like, kind of, like, spitting through the friendly skeletons, dodging around. I don't think there's a way for you to do that without provoking attacks of opportunity from both the zombies, though.
That's all right.
So
come at me.
The zombies, like, sort of lazily try to hit you with their fists. 9 will miss. 9 will also miss.
Cool. All right. I'm just going to look her in the face and smile.
Ooh. Who are you, fool? She says, looking up at you.
Well, I rolled a 12 to hit.
That will...
Less.
That was with Bless. Oh, thank you.
That will not hit this mysterious necromancer. It bounces off of her mage armor.
All right, I'll try again.
The shimmery field around her deflects it.
It's not nice.
Hitting me with a sword is not nice.
Well, I haven't fucking hit you yet, so... I rolled a natural one, so...
And you won't! You never will! Give up now and grovel! If you beg for forgiveness... I might give it. Puts up the ogre skeleton. So you snuck attack it on your turn, Matthew.
I did snuck attack.
Snuck attack. Yeah. It's going to lumber towards you. And it swings down with a big meaty club of a paw. Sorry. That is a nat 20.
Ah, silvery barbs! I have my reaction back. Abso-fucking-lutely not.
Natural one.
Yeah!
Teamwork.
Woo! Guys, that's so great.
What's it look like when you cast silvery barbs, by the way?
I think... You know how a wave, if you're in really clear water, but it's still, and you hit a wave, and you can kind of see...
Yeah.
It's kind of that through the air, so invisible, but waves of something.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Like, it's like energy.
Like a force.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So yeah, you look over, you see this ogre skeleton's got like Kess's number, and you just look over and boom, and the wave of it hits it like its claw and throws it off balance as it like slams and breaks like a crate next to it.
And it also comes from my
Trident.
weapon, my trident. And so they flare and
That's really dope. All right. Puts up.
advantage. Who
Oh
gets
yes,
advantage?
advantage.
Sorry.
Hess is still gonna get that advantage. He's over there on him's lonesome.
All right. One, two, a
Thank you for
three,
the
a
reminder.
four. They are beelining for you now. One, two, three. They can't make it there and attack, which is good news for you.
Yep, end of the ogre's turn. It's within 5 feet of me. I'm going to move away 10 feet without provoking opportunity attacks.
And that's as far as the zombies can go. They are just shambling after you. Thankfully, these are Romero variety zombies and not 28 Day Later zombies. And so you're able to easily skirt past them. One, two, three. And two, three. One. All right. So the zombies on the right are going to form up like this. So two attacks on Roisin. I think this is probably going to hit AC 16. Okay. Second attack is a nat one. A zombie fist slams off of your new breastplate, hitting it for 7 points of damage.
Okay, I'm gonna use second wind to
All right.
reduce the damage.
Or Stone's Endurance.
Yes.
All right.
Thank
And then Tomy, AC 17.
shield.
Okay, you the zombie comes in to club you with its fist, and you just whoop. What's it look like when you cast your shield?
It looks like, it looks like sort of like ethereal tint goes over me.
Oh, that's cool. I love it. Just sort of this ethereal tint. Yeah, pops up over you, bounces off. And that puts up the zombies, puts up Bula.
Great. Let me see if I understand how this works. The way it works was cast with casting spells on your turn is you cannot cast two leveled spells. So if I have
Correct.
one from a feature, whatever, does that count?
It
Hold
does
on.
not count. If it's from a feature, if you're not spending a spell slot, it doesn't count towards that limit.
Okay.
Caitlin, I'd hate to make you cleric, but I have 5 HP.
Yeah, no, that's what. Yeah. No,
Okay.
that's yes. I'm just trying to figure out. So if it says I always have it prepared, that does not give me a free use of it, right?
Correct.
Okay. But you can use a spell and a cantrip, right? Can you hold a cantrip?
Yeah. If it's
Okay.
an action.
Okay, gotcha. So Tomy, healing word, 2d4. Which d4s?
The prettiest ones.
These d4s. Come here.
I love that they buffed Cure Wounds and Healing Word so much,
I know, right?
right?
Yeah, right.
It's not great. Unfortunately, it's only 8.
That's pretty good. That is pretty
Don't
good.
forget, you
Any
guys are at
better?
second level, so eight is actually like that's o over. That's about half of her hit points back.
Okay, great. It
It's
doesn't feel great.
that's because you're playing at 14th level on our other weeks.
Yeah, fair enough. So that was healing word, and then I was gonna do something else, but actually, oh, that's a bonus action. Okay, good to know. I can't do that right now. Okay. Everybody's a little fucked, it feels like.
We are basically surrounded.
Yeah, we're really harshly surrounded. I don't like
Except
it.
for Hayren.
Yeah. But she's about to get a face full of ogre skeleton, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I don't love it. That zombie A on our side on the right, has it been hit at all?
Yes.
Okay. So it's. I'm gonna go for hopefully narrowing the number of enemies that happen. We happen to have. So I will do Toll the Dead, wisdom save, 14.
Wisdom save?
Oh, I need D12s for this character. That's right.
Six.
Beautiful. I love to see it. Hold on. Let me get one of these dice that I never fucking use. This guy. Balls! That's only a three.
3 points.
Yeah.
Better
Okay.
than nothing.
Yeah, better than nothing. I was hoping to stop. Sorry.
All right.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, puts up. Tell me.
All right. I am going to. I'm not sure everything I have is ranged. And there's a guy right in my face. I have one more step, but I kind of want to save that for if I'm truly fucked. Oh, I know. I'm gonna magic missile the guy in front of
Okay.
me. Three darts. Space darts. Dart. Oh no, these are all really, really sharp. Six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11 points of
Yeah.
damage.
All right. That destroys zombie, right? Zombie A.
Yes.
Yay.
There we go.
Canteen A.
Okay, now it's 11 points of damage.
Yes.
Okay. It stays dead.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, good to know.
Okay. Puts up. Hey, Ren.
If I were to do something from basically where I'm at, over here, it would go through the market and therefore it would be plus two,
You
right?
could, you could, you have enough movement. You could move to either lane and stand in the lane and do it, then move back to where you are.
I'm just afraid of getting Kes.
Oh, are you thinking about burning hands?
Was gonna do my breath,
Ah.
but fuck it. Okay.
Also,
Where
even
is
with the
the
plus two, none of these creatures are particularly dexterous.
okay.
They're zombies and an ogre skeleton. They all are all very much in the lumbering category of creatures.
Sounds good. If oh, oops, I did not move to the right place. Was here. If I were no, where the fuck was I? Here. Okay. If I do my breath weapon, and I don't know how the angles work, like trying to get at least two of them, would it get
Are you doing it as a line or a cone? You
a
can choose.
line? Yeah, the 30-foot line.
Okay, it's just a 5 foot wide, 30 foot line, right?
Yeah.
I would say.
I'll move. A bit to the left. So if I'm like over here without getting Kes, is there a way to get
I don't know if there's a way to
you could get
get.
three of them there, right?
Yeah, I'd say that get A, B, and the skeleton, and not Kess.
And not Kess. Okay. Let's do that. I will huff and a huff blow them.
All right, and what kind of energy is it, since nobody else here has seen it before?
I take a deep breath, and it's like a sparkly cold.
All right, and they all need to make a dexterity save?
Yeah.
Okay. Nat 1, 9, and a nat 4. None of those are going to do it.
Yay! Oh, nice. 9 cold damage.
Nice. Very nice. All right.
Nice.
The ogre skeleton is now bloodied. And that's the first damage that left zombie A and B have taken, but that still is enough to bloody both of them as well.
Okay. I move 10. 20.
Oh, Chris, I scooched too.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with a little combat scooch. Okay. Anything else in your turn, Heyren?
That's it. Thanks.
Okay. Puts up Kess, holding off the left side totally on his own.
Right.
Well, my range has helped.
No, it's true.
Gonna move into stabbing range and stab zombie A.
Mm-hmm.
I have advantage from silvery barbs, right?
Yep, and from it being bloody.
Double advantage.
You super, get advantage.
Super secret double advantage.
Oh.
Yeah, as these creatures like get hurt, like you just like you get that shark sense just starts to apply, and you can just really kind of like hyper focus on like how to hurt
nostrils
them.
Nostrils flaring at the scent of blood.
Yeah.
26 to hit.
Yeah, that'll definitely hit. These AC8 zombies.
Ignore that. Ignore that. I clicked the wrong button. 5 plus sneak attack. So 7 piercing damage on zombie A.
That's enough to take care of it.
Uh-oh, I closed a window I shouldn't have.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Okay.
That's okay. I can open it back up. Does it stay dead?
It does, in fact.
Hooray!
Yay!
Then I will move. I'll move in here. That's another. Mm-hmm. So that's 10 feet of movement I used.
Mm-hmm.
And I will nick at the skeleton's ankle again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, no. I don't have advantage on this, I don't think.
It's bloodied.
It's bloodied. Thank you. Advantage roll.
Yeah, that shark necklace is going to be very good for you.
Yes.
And I did think about that when I made it. I was like, yeah, this is probably going to Kess, and that's probably going to lead to shenanigans.
18 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
For an additional 1 point of piercing damage.
Okay.
Then bonus action disengage.
Mm-hmm.
15, 20, 25, 30. 35. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to shout to Ula, I don't know if this is helpful, but I've heard of clerics having the ability to like make undead go away.
Oh, thanks. I did forget that was a thing I could do. Shit. Planning other things over here.
That's the end of my turn.
Probably be a smart thing.
All right. Puts up the mysterious necromancer. It's got Roisin right on her nuts.
Oh my.
I do appreciate a good nut.
She's going to
oh.
She says, "Never forget when I bring you back and make you my servant that I gave you the chance to grovel." And two attacks against you. AC 21, AC 8.
One hits.
That is 9 points of damage.
All right.
What is the necromancer attacking with?
She is using, it is called Arcane Burst. So she's just using bursts of necrotic energy that can be used at melee or range. All right. She's going to... else that she's going to do. She is going to destroy these charmed skeletons as a bonus action.
Interesting.
She just says defective.
Oh, dear. Got them off the table.
And then she's going to wait for Roisin to take her turn.
All right. I'm going to do the same old, and try to hit her twice.
Good old faithful.
Yep. All right. Ooh, a lot better. That's above a 20.
That'll hit, yeah.
Okay, cool. As I swing, I'll say, be sure to remember my face when you're fucking dead. Okay, that's 7 damage.
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, with advantage for my second attack, because the short sword has Vex. Natural. Vex. Vex. Vix.
It has dicks.
It has dicks. I rolled a natural 20.
Yay. Oh!
Yay.
On, my little wolf moon.
Oh!
Nice.
Dice. Okay. D6s. 7.
She growls at you.
Ooh. It's very scary.
Right. You sounded so German.
All right. Puts up the ogre skeleton. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Oh, boy.
Lumbers towards you, Kes.
You have that reaction thing so you can get away from him?
If he ends his turn within 5 feet of me, yes.
All right. Oof, AC 25 with his great club of a fist.
I am out of first level spells, my friend. I'm so sorry.
Well, that'll hit.
All right, and those are the wrong dice. I almost cocked that up. That will be 13 points of damage.
All right, my temp HP soaks 4 of that, and then I take 9.
How are you doing?
I am not yet bloodied. I am just above bloodied.
Okay. Puts up the zombies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. As far as it can get. 1, 2, 3, 4. Five, six, seven, eight. Thankfully, you are managing. Oh, did you want to use your reaction?
Oh, yes, yes, thank you. I'm going to run away.
and then Roisin. Two attacks on you from the zombers. That is a 12, which I think misses, and Jesus Christ, another nat 1.
Yes.
Okay.
Their tank.
Are you having some performance issues there?
The mysterious necromancer just looks flustered. Puts up Ula.
Shay, how are you doing health wise? Oh, you're good? Okay.
I'm a little above half, but I'm good.
Okay. Your half is probably most people's.
Yeah. And you know I can heal myself if
that's right.
I don't go down. Yeah.
Yeah. So so I'm gonna go here.
Mm-hmm.
And I am little enough that turning undead will only make them run.
Mm-hmm.
But if I use Channel Divinity to get a spell slot back and throw up a Thunder Wave, which is a 15-foot cube.
Oh, yeah.
That they make a con save, 14.
Okay.
So it looks like you could hit one of the zombies and the skeleton.
Only one? Hold on.
It's a 3x3 cube.
Yeah, hold on. Let me just. What is that?
Skeleton's super big.
Whoever's spitting the the fart ray up at the top.
Sorry, I'm just playing.
Would that count as all three of them? Because I would be, because I was here, so five.
I would say no, because it's less than half of the square for at least one of them. Good effort.
Yeah, fine.
I like you thinking with diamonds.
You and your rules. Okay, fine. Two of them. Did they fail?
Oh,
14 con.
I rolled for one zombie, then got distracted by the conversation. That first one failed. The skeleton rolled a natural 2, so it fails as well.
Yes.
My dice are dropping turds.
Good. 7. Wish it was more.
Okay. So left zombie PU is already bloody. That 7 is enough to blow it away. Let's see if it comes back. You blast it, and then it comes back up.
Why? What did I do wrong?
You didn't do anything wrong.
The first one that's come back. Did I not hit it hard enough?
They all have a chance of coming back.
Okay.
And you blast them back.
Yeah, as well as any unsecured objects 10 feet away.
All right, so yeah, like some of the crates nearby just go flying back. You all hear the bells ringing, and you see, like, you hear the sounds of guards approaching, and a few rounds away. okay. But yeah, so yeah, like, you think the zombie's dead, and then it just sort of back up.
Rude.
Okay. Puts up Tomy.
Tomy turns to where she heard Arisen's voice come from, and she goes to the necromancer. She goes, "Oi, did you hear? She asked if you have any performance issues." And she casts Vicious Mockery.
It's a wisdom.
Make a wisdom save. Wisdom save.
9.
Nope, fail.
I'm sorry, 11, but I still think that fails. Yeah. Okay.
That is a 6.
Nice. All right. And that gives her disadvantage in her next attack, right?
Yep. So it's like a damage and disadvantage.
Yep.
And I'm going to do a little scooch.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little combat scooch. It still amuses me that your, like, fidget toy on these online sessions, Shay, is just a dagger. All right. Hey, Ren, what you got?
I am going to throw a magic missile at the mysterious little angry person.
Okay.
Nice.
All right. So that hit strikes unerringly, so go ahead and roll damage. As you fought fire your like long, like sharp looking seashell sliver magic missiles. They weave through the like various crates and stalls before slamming into her.
Oh, I rolled pretty shitty. Seven. Yeah, seven total.
Okay, she is bloodied. You even from where you're at all the way over there, Kes, you can sense that she's wounded.
Nice.
And it's your turn. Unless you have anything else you want to do in your turn, Haven. Any scooching?
No, I'm gonna scoot and be like, oh Kes, your face. Do that. It's really
Wait,
weird.
What?
Oh, more cat.
Because there you say he like makes a face.
Because he's smelling? Is that what it is?
No, wasn't it? I thought, no.
Oh, because I'm shifting.
Like, that like pupil dilate and his nostrils flare.
Oh, yeah. Nostrils flaring, pupils dilated. They smell blood.
Yeah, you do look like a predator.
Well, and he has shifted into like, what is, it's kind of like a leopardy, like panther form, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot. That.
Still
that
humanoid,
cool.
But yeah, more pronounced bestial features.
Yeah.
That part looks cool. Okay, I'll go over there.
What
That's
a typo.
What must be a typo?
I was just looking at the dual wielder feats, and under enhanced dual wielding, it literally is a copy paste of the light property.
Oh,
I'm thinking that must be a mistake, but that's for later. Because none of us have those feats yet. Is it my turn?
Yes.
Cool. So going through here is difficult terrain, right?
Yeah.
So 5, 10, 15, 20. Yeah, it's faster to go this way. 5, 10, 15, 20. Mm-hmm. And I will make a short sword attack at the skeleton.
Okay.
You're blessed? I haven't said it in a while, just as
Thank
a reminder.
Ooh, I'm going to need it because that was a bad roll. Nope, that's a 10 to hit.
Aww. 10 does miss, unfortunately.
Okay.
Did you roll with advantage?
Oh, right, because of the necklace. I did not roll with advantage. I will roll again.
That'll hit.
That's slightly better. So 19 to hit.
Yeah.
Nice. And then short sword is 6 plus sneak attack is an additional 6, so 12 points of piercing damage.
All right. The skeleton's looking pretty hurt.
Nice.
And then Nick with my dagger with advantage.
Yeah, you can
natural 20.
Nice. Yeah, you can sense that this thing is on death's door as it like just really like hones you in on it.
Ooh, that was really good. 7 piercing for the crit.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yay.
The skeleton falls Uh-oh. Over. Did you
I accidentally deleted myself.
Oh no. Huh?
You canceled. all right. The skeleton of like just falls, collapses into this pile of bones.
Oh, we can actually accidentally delete ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Bonus action disengage.
Mm-hmm.
25, 30, 35, 40.
All right.
No, do it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got full, I've not been hit.
Okay. That's the end of my turn.
All right, puts up the mysterious necromancer. It looks at you, Roisin, and it just says, "I gave you the chance to be mercied." And it just she loses her cool and she fires some attacks at you. AC 21. AC 23.
Ah!
Oh, Jesus. Well, there's my dice. That is 22 to hit damage.
Oh, okay. I will try to use Stone's Endurance and see if I go down.
Oh my god. I'm so sorry I don't have a Silvery Bob's left.
Oh, I will go down.
Oh no.
Okay. And then it'll transfer that second hit since you went down in the first hit to Tomi, you're behind a building.
Yep, I hid.
Kill me. No. No.
Oh no, he's coming for me.
Can I take a
come out wherever you are. I can't find you though, because it does not have visibility from that spot. So it's going to instead blast Hey Rin, AC 23 Hey Rin.
Jesus.
Yeah.
And that'll be 15 points of necrotic damage.
Okay.
All those skeletons are dead, along with all the humans. Puts up Roisin. Pupper. Death save for me, Roisin.
Oh, sorry. I'm used to it being secret. Do I say it out loud?
Yes, of course.
I failed.
Oh, oh who makes you do them in secret? That's awful.
Me.
Joe, you're so mean. I don't like sunglasses, Joe. She's so mean.
That is hilarious.
My sunglasses Joe scares me.
All right. That is actually a neat idea, but all right. Zombie B, or should I say just Zombie?
Oh.
Is gonna
that was really good.
It can get up to you, Ula, but it can't attack. Zombie C, however, can get up to you and attack. It's going to miss.
Dang, come on.
You want to use your ability.
I want to kill it.
Hit me, zombie. Hit me. Yeah. All right. Feels like we're playing Clank. Okay, and then the other zombies up here are going to follow their master. 1, 2, 3, 4. This one, they're just sort of trudging along towards you, Heyrin. When this zombie bee over here looks and sees Tomi down the alleyway, it just kind of points its finger at her and just goes. And that is all the zombies. Puts up Ula.
Right. Fuck. I was too confident at the beginning of this combat, and I should have not done that. I don't have any bits left. You got me?
No, I got Roisin.
You got Roisin? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm so distracted by that I've got to refocus now. Okay. True strike. Huh?
No. Go ahead. I think I'm understanding what my confusion was with the dual wielder feat, but continue.
True strike on zombie B, so only one of them gets to attack me next turn, hopefully. And that's just, let's see here. I still don't know this spell.
And True Strike adds radiant damage, right?
I believe so, but I thought you said radiant damage didn't matter.
That for the skeletons, it doesn't matter.
Ah, good to know. Okay. The attack deals damage, radiant. Oh, it doesn't do any additional damage. It just changes my damage type, and I get to use my...
Saying. Okay, great.
At higher levels, it does additional radiant. Yeah, but at this level, you can choose.
So it does. Oh, wait, I wrote this down so because I knew I would struggle with this. Where is it? Okay, plus 6 to hit. Gotcha. It's good. Oh, 16 to hit.
We'll hit.
Great. And then that's a d8.
Yeah, you guys aren't fighting like CR14 monsters.
And then you don't add anything. You do. Right. Okay, so that's 6 points of damage, radiant.
All right. It had 1 hit point from coming back alive, but it also, radiant damage will prevent it from coming back at all. So,
stay down!
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah. Fuck you.
So you hit it with the radiant, and then like it just sucked, like the radiant damage just like essentially like burns the unlife out of it as it falls to the ground in a crumpled heap.
Amazing. And then I don't have any bonus actions. I should, if I get a dagger, can I use a bonus action to make an offhand attack?
Come back to me later on that.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I wasn't clear on the rules, so yes, I'm done.
That's actually exactly what Matt's looking up right now. Tomi, your turn, followed by Hey Ren, followed by the mysterious necromancer.
So Tomi comes out at Cruel Dog,
mm-hmm.
and she goes, "You called me," and then she face steps over here. Mm-hmm. And they have to make a wisdom save.
All right. The Necromancer and Zombie B?
Yes.
It's a wisdom save, you said?
Yep.
Okay. For the mysterious Necromancer, that's a 20, dirty 20. For Zombie B, that is a 9.
Does not save.
So that Zombie B is charmed?
Yep. And then while I'm here, I'm going to cure wounds.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Oh.
Damage.
This is
been a sleeper agent the whole time.
Let you, the mysterious necromancer, high five.
Necromancer.
All right. Puts up nice. Hey Ren next.
Thank you, Tomi.
Welcome.
I'm gonna walk around them and get here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that will provoke from Zombie C. Is that okay?
No, sorry, I was Oh, hold on. I was here. Let me do 10, 20. 25. So I'm gonna go like here.
3, 4, 5. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Does that work?
Yep.
And then just be like, if this doesn't work, I'm about to die. And I will cast Burning Hands on.
Hey.
All right.
Dex
save. 14.
That saves. But 6, 12, 15 halved is 7.
Nice.
Okay. She is still up, unfortunately. But she is on fire now, is that right? Or
this bitch is on fire. Sorry.
flammable objects in the cone that aren't being worn or carried start burning, but I don't think it lights her on fire.
Okay. All right.
So that oiled canvas that we were talking about.
Okay, puts her up
It's actually Kes's turn. You need to add me back in because I deleted
Oh,
myself.
yes.
Initiative 13.
right, 13. Thank you. I totally would not have caught that. Did
Sorry,
it?
can I occupy the same space as Dead Zombie? Or no?
Why? Yeah, it's just rough terrain to get into it.
To climb inside the zombie? Yeah, I would hope so. Bleh.
I don't know why it. One sec, Cass. I'm gonna delete you and add you again. Eight. Okay, and 13. Okay, well, I think I've discovered a bug.
Okay.
Oh,
Oh,
there.
there we
No,
go.
there it goes.
All right. You said Caitlin. Sorry, I was reading. Caitlin had a question about something that I was.
Oh, later. It's
In that comment.
dual wielding question.
All right. So I'm going to move forward, stab the zombie, normal stab, no advantage, natural one. I'm going to use my
Wait, why
heroic
not
in.
advantage? I'm next to it.
That doesn't give me advantage.
Oh.
But I'm
You
going
get
to.
sneak attack because I'm next to
Yes, but I'm going to use my heroic inspiration and reroll.
All right.
him.
Yes,
Another
inspiration.
natural one. Are you fucking me?
Oh,
no.
That's awful.
Okay, well, I'm going to use my bonus action to stab with my dagger. It's a 20 plus bless. A natural one always misses, right?
Yeah.
Regardless if I had bless or. Okay. Well, I'm still going to get dagger plus sneak attack. So that's two, four, six total piercing damage to zombie, whatever zombie that is.
To zombie. That's just
To
zombie now.
zombie. And I had to use my bonus action, so I can't disengage. I just got to stay there and end my turn.
All right.
Last of his name.
All right, Ren, the necromancer looks at me, at you, and says, "You dare burning hands me? Grovel, grovel."
Uh-oh.
It's going to attack you twice. First hit, well, the first attack attempt being AC 12, which will miss. Second attack attempt is AC 24. Not the best damage. 10 points of necrotic.
I'm down. Oof.
Dang. Dang, dang, dang.
And then she's going to look back at Tomi and Roisin.
Oh, dip. This bitch is moving to the place.
And she says, "So nice of you to cluster up in one spot." Puts Roisin.
All right.
So nice of her to bring herself back over to the
I will attack
Good
with my
choice.
long
Oh.
sword. Thank you. Oh, I'm gonna use this die because the other ones have fucked me. All right. All right. That's above a 20 to hit.
Nice.
What am I rolling again? A d6. Okay. Nine piercing?
Nine. Nine.
Still up.
All right. I will use my offhand with advantage because my short sword had Vex. Twenty something again.
Okay. That'll definitely
Thanks.
hit. How do you want to do this? She's at one hit point.
Yay!
Hey, and I rolled maximum damage.
Yes.
Smote her.
So my second weapon is my trident, not really, but it is a trident. So I think I'll take my short sword and do like a little like gash across her chest, and then I'll take the trident and shove it in the gash.
Okay. She screams an unholy scream, and then falls over dead. And when she does, the remaining zombies collapse.
Yes.
Bam.
And I'm
Hooray!
Just and steam.
Yeah.
The smoky whiffs come off your armor. As you all catch your breaths, you hear the sounds of a bunch of guards rushing over, like with pikes and swords at the ready. And as they arrive in the market, they see all the like dead zombies and skeletons and the dead necromancer and kind of, start sheathing their weapons.
Clean up over there. There's stuff on fire. You should probably take care of that, right? Since we did the hard work.
Is there a bounty on this bitch?
They got there in under 30 seconds. Not a bad response time for any city guard, by the way.
We'll not be accepting this. We'll only be offering shade.
You see, as they immediately get some buckets and start to put the fire out, no problem there. Merchants start to kind of like peek their heads back into the marketplace and move towards their stalls to try to collect their stuff. Get their stuff back in order. And within a few minutes, you see somebody dressed in a much finer armor than the rest of the guards, with little fancy shoulder, what do they call them? Epaulets or epaulets?
Epaulets, yes.
Epaulets, kind of denotating a high rank. She's a short, deep purple skinned gnome. She's got short cropped golden hair, looks to be middle aged. And she kind of spots the five of you and beelines in your direction.
Could I have searched the mysterious necromancer's body while this was going on?
Absolutely. You get like there's a coin purse some sort of what looks to be like the arcane focus that she was using. And then like you find like a small collection of material components that one might use for animating dead.
I wonder what she was looking for.
Hey, Ren, you have your hand raised.
Yeah. How do you do, should I be making death saves or should I?
Oh, that's right.
No, of course not. We come over and get you taken care of.
Yes.
That's right. You just went
how
down.
How do you do this?
I would
didn't make it back to my turn.
I will say, yeah. I mean, with the moment that the zombies dropped, yeah, Ula could have come over and roll a medicine check, Ula.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Medicine check.
Mm-hmm.
Where's it at? Too funny. It's so funny that you don't get medicine automatically. Dirty 20.
Yeah, you're able to stabilize Ula or stabilize Heyrin.
Made a potion. I got a potion.
Yeah, that doesn't give her a hit point, though, right?
I will say, one of the guards comes over and administers something that gives you a hit point.
Yay! Thank
you. I'll walk over and provide a shoulder or an arm to lean on if she needs it.
All right. So this gnome approaches, kind of surveying the scene, seeing the five of you, seeing the now put out singed canvases, the pile of bones and corpses that the guards are swiftly making, and of course the mysterious necromancer. What do you like the kind of like staff that she was using as an implement, Heyrin? What do you or who? No, who took it? Was it Roisin or I forget who stripped the body?
I did, but yeah. If it was a staff, I would have been like, here, who wants this?
Throw it to the clothies.
Yeah, I guess you've handed it to me immediately because I'm right next to you.
Yeah. All right. She says, oh, God, not again.
Again?
Yeah. It's a longish story, and I'm happy to explain it to you. I just want to make sure, are the five of you all right?
Well enough, I guess.
Some of us better than others.
Had worse.
All right. Well, She says, my name's Captain Belwar Jim Cutter.
Sorry, what?
I'll put the name in the chat. She says, I'm the guard captain of South Portage. She says, I'm going to gather by your dress that you all are of the adventuring sort. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
That's us, a group of regular old adventurers.
She says, well, when you say it like that, now I'm...
I just say it sarcastically.
She says, now I'm concerned that you might not be. But she says, look, so this is the third time that this mysterious necromancer has attacked one of our markets in our city.
This one specifically?
This one specifically.
Interesting.
Each time, she's got a collection of zombies and skeletons with her.
You know what she's looking for?
That I don't. All I know is that she's got a foul mouth and a foul temper. And a surprisingly deep voice when she gets angry.
That is very true.
Yeah. Did that.
Very unnice.
So presumably, have you killed her in previous attempts?
We've killed her twice now.
And what happened to the bodies when you killed her before?
The first time, she disappeared from the morgue. So somebody broke in, we think, and kidnapped the body. We didn't think anything of it. And then 5 days later, when she came back, we're like, well, shit, that's weird. But, you know, we live in a weird world. There's these, you know, resurrections now that can bring people back from the dead. So when she died the second time, we put a guard on her. Four of them, in fact. And the next morning, they were all knocked out and she was gone again. Had no memory of what happened. So
have you tried burning the body?
That's what we're thinking about. Now that we're in this predicament a third time, yeah, we're just going to destroy this body. Is what we're thinking.
Like, not waiting a day, right? Like doing it right now.
Though I have a slight proposition for you all.
Mm. Oh boy.
Oh, you want it to be bait?
Here's the thing. Somebody is obviously bringing her back from the dead. Somebody with resources. It doesn't look like any bystanders died this time, but bystanders have died in the past. And obviously, she gestures at the skeletons and zombies. These corpses are coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Between the five of us, you know, I think, you know, you all, none of the five of you died fighting her minions this time. The last time my guards came here into the stop, and I lost three guards. Oof. So here's what I'm thinking. Maybe we put the body back in the morgue and the five of you watch it? See who comes to get it? Stop them, perhaps?
And we'll be rewarded for this.
The merchants are pretty frustrated. They've pulled together a 25 gold piece reward, or not 25 gold piece, 125 gold piece reward, and we're willing to match it. So 50 gold pieces for each of you. If you can bring us the person who is bringing this person back.
Could you also supply us with some potions of healing?
Roll me a persuasion check with advantage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's high.
23. Nice.
Please.
Two potions. We can give you two potions.
Great, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, do we have a deal?
Well, I have one more question. Is this for tonight?
It would have to be tonight. That's the body goes missing the night.
What time is it now?
It's like supper time.
I feel like, at least for me, myself personally, I might need a sleep before I can be counted on to have another fight with something challenging.
Me too. I mean, if we went to sleep right now, like, would we get 8 hours before midnight, or?
It'd be like 1 a.m. She says, now, I do think it's been happening in the early morning. So I tell you what, you guys need, like, some time to a breather. That's fine. She says, you know, just show up by 1 a.m.
Okay.
And
go there and nap there.
We'll
take shifts.
Well, if we take shifts, it'd take more than 8 hours, right? We've all got to knock out it like right now, basically, to make it.
I'd be good with a short rest. I don't need a long rest right now.
Okay.
I think a lot of the spellcasters.
The spellcasters are tapped. Yeah. I'm good to stay up.
I don't have anything left in the tank.
Well, I'll tell you what I can do. I can also supply 2 potions of watchful rest. That way, at least 2 of you can stay awake if you want to just get some rest while you're there.
That would work, I think.
Yeah.
Spellcasters can have it.
Sure.
Well, and I mean, even if you're a spellcaster, if you use watchful rest, you still get all your spells and stuff back, right?
Yep, you get all the benefits of a long rest.
Well, nice. I didn't take any damage, so I can take the watchful rest because I'm like physically fresh. If you guys want,
sure.
Yeah.
Rochambeau.
Yeah, I mean,
I need to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I can take the watchful rest as well.
All right. Well, how about I give you some, well, take this person to the morgue. We'll burn the rest of this undead bodies. And we can get you started on your shift. How's that sound?
Sounds wonderful.
Sounds good.
Really like fun.
What long rest resources did Roisin burn?
Second wind and...
Is short rest.
Nope. Long rest.
So I don't think second wind becomes a short rest thing until a higher level.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah.
And stone's endurance.
Okay.
But I think it's more of a...
Are you thinking of action surge, Shay?
Action surge is short rest.
Oh, did you use second wind?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I've used,
yeah, you used
everything.
It all.
But I have 1 second wind left. But I mean, the plan is we go there, everyone tries to sleep,
mm-hmm.
but mm-hmm. the people who are staying awake take watchful rest, right? Is that
Second wind says you regain 1 expended use when you finish a short rest. And you regain all uses when you finish a long rest.
I'm looking at my character sheet. It says long rest. So I don't know. Whatever Chris says.
I'm looking at your character sheet. Yeah, you can use this 2 times per long rest and can regain 1 expended use when you finish a short rest.
Cool. Sounds good.
Yeah.
So okay. if that's you saying you want the potion, go for it. I don't care.
I don't want the potion. I was just, if it'd be more useful for one of the casters to have it.
Well, it doesn't matter. Opposed to we're all sleeping, right? It's just whoever's... staying awake, ready to.
Yeah, and whoever's staying awake, as long as it doesn't happen within that first 8 hours, you'll still get the benefits of a long rest. So,
okay.
We can always save the extra one if we have it.
Oh, yeah, there's nothing saying you have to take both of them. You could pocket one of them.
True enough. Well, and my perception is a +6, which is why I was thinking I would stay awake. What's everybody else got on perception?
+1.
I think about half as perceptive as you are.
Same.
Yeah, Ula, you are by far the most perceptive.
I'm staying awake. But the watchful rest is great.
Who's going to take... there's 2 healing potions. Who's going to take them? Or split them up?
Iren should take one.
I will take one. Great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I still have 1.
I have 2 on me, so... Right. Yeah, I have 2 on me.
Yeah, I've still got 1.
All right. So you all are led out of the West Docks, past the big gate, and sort of behind it. Disconcertingly, when you look at it from the other side, you don't see anything at all, just the regular view behind it. And then You're led up a slight hill towards a kind of a medium-sized building, one of the few buildings in this town that's made of stone. It's the constabulary. That's also got the morgue in the basement. So you all are led inside, downstairs, underground, where it's a little chiller, and then into a room where they put the body of this mysterious necromancer.
So mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
So necromancer.
Okay.
Wow.
And Captain Jim Cutter says, well, I'll be upstairs. There is another entrance to the morgue that goes out the back. I'll have somebody posted up back there as well. The last time, that person was also knocked out, so...
Hmm.
Just be careful.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
All right. So you all kind of post up into this morgue room, and let me just...
Kess is going to make some preparations whenever we whenever we get to this.
Rogue shit.
Rogue shit. All right. Okay. So there's the little morgue.
Oh, this one's tiny.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't realize how tiny it was until after I'd set it up. So yeah, and it will also say that the other tables, even though they look like they have bodies on them here, do not. So
okay, good.
You all can post up however you'd like in this room.
Where's the back door?
Oh, I guess this map doesn't have a back door. But we'll say that the back door like is probably along this north wall here. I'll draw it on there.
And this is like a basement, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right there.
Yeah, well, let me do a rectangle. But yeah.
Can you make that a different color?
Yeah, I was just realizing that. That's
there we go.
And there's like stairs that go up outside there as well. That way they don't have to drag bodies through the constabulary.
Hmm. What are these tables that or the table that the necromancer is laid out on? Is it like a solid slab? Is it a table with legs? Or
just like these are all like kind of like solid stone slabs that appear to have been enchanted so that they're slightly cool to the touch.
Okay, but it doesn't have like an open area where you can get under it?
No.
Mm. Okay.
The desk over here with the chair does. Actually, the two desks, there's two desks that have chairs. There's a cabinet you could hide inside of in the upper left. It's corners like that are kind of half hidden by the bookshelves.
Okay. Kess is going to pull the rope out of his backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And do you think we should just, should I just tie her up or should I tie her to something? Like we could put her in a chair and I can tie her to the chair.
I think that's probably a good idea. That way, if she is actually the one getting up and moving, she'll make a clank and a clatter.
Okay.
What if somebody's coming and getting her and they see she's tied up and it scares them away or something?
Is there something in the room that I could use to like dummy up a human-like shape under a sheet?
Absolutely, yeah. I love this idea. So
So yeah, just a white sheet over some dummy like thing, and then we'll just tuck her into a corner. Okay. So she's not visible. Just hide her.
Okay.
So
do you tie her up or just kind of leave her dumped in a corner?
I put her in a chair and tie her to the chair.
Okay. I think you can move that token, maybe.
Yeah.
We like stuff her over in the corner here.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, the one that you're in, because if they come in the other door, then they won't
see. Oh, yeah. Either. Yeah, then they've got the least amount of.
This is my hiding place.
You can hide next to her.
I mean, yeah, you could just hang with her all night.
You can hide in the second best hiding spot.
Excuse me.
All right, fine. We'll put... No, I don't like that because then she's closer to the doors.
Okay.
Mm.
Fine. She's going to be in the second best hiding spot.
She can be over there and we'll just face her against the wall.
Can I... What would you use? What would you roll to hide something?
I was going to suggest that we could chop off her legs so she could run if she gets up, but then I'm like, no, that's not a Tomy suggestion. That's a Calamity suggestion. And that's a bad suggestion.
Yeah, I was actually going to ask, like, you know, Kes, I imagine you're the one that's moving the body. Like, how do the rest of you feel like moving a body around all weekend at Bernie's style? Like, is it disconcerting for you? Or
I feel like for Ula, it's not that disconcerting. Like, the situation is really fucking weird, but I feel like she's probably dealt with people who are deceased before.
Mm-hmm.
Not, like, as a life calling or anything like that, but she is a cleric, and that is some, like, that's one of your duties, especially whenever you're in a small town, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So. Weirded out, but not freaked out.
I think it makes logical sense. So Roisin's diggy down.
Diggy down? Is that what you said? It took me that microsecond to diggy down.
Tomy is creeped out. She is regretting her decision to suggest that they come here and stay. She thought maybe they'd let them sleep upstairs in a nice room. it's eerie. She's not terrified. But, you know, if anything weird, it sounds a little jumpy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And where do you all get your rest?
Well, so is Tomy really obvious about it, or is she trying to hide it?
Oh, she's definitely trying to hide it.
Okay.
Roll me a deception check with disadvantage.
Disadvantage. Cold, Chris Fairfield.
Cold as a morgue.
12.
That's lower than your passive perception or your passive insight. So yeah, you definitely can tell.
I think that just in the course of things, I'm going to, just as I'm walking by, you'd be like, you know, it's going to be really important to have somebody out there nearer to the stairs. And then I'll keep walking.
Oh, but wouldn't that give things away?
Huh?
I just think it would give things away and they'd run back up the stairs.
Maybe.
I mean, last time there was four guards down here and that didn't deter them.
Didn't stop them. Yeah.
True.
Just saying.
True.
All right. So where do you all post up for your sleeps? You can move your little tokens around.
I'm in my corner.
You're in your corner. Yep.
One last thing I want to do is I have a bag of ball bearings.
Ooh.
I'm going to spread them out by the back entrance. So if anybody tries to get in that way, they'll hopefully trip and fall.
Okay.
Nice.
You can go ahead and put an overlay on for your balls.
You know what? I'm going to be the only one. I think we decided. If not, that's fine. I'm not mad about it. I'm just going to be here in a chair, just clearly guarding a body.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, maybe I'm going to say that I set this one here up, the one that I'm next to. I'm going to set that. That's the one I set up to look like a body under a sheet. And so I'm going to be sitting underneath that or beside that.
I'm going to be sleeping. So I don't want to sit out in the front. I'm just going to screw up all my courage and grab a death shroud or two and lay on this one.
Is, whoa, you motherfucker, what?
Hello, walking corpse.
What is that?
A fake.
Fake corpse.
Ah. Fake corpse. All right. All right. Harun, are you hiding under the desk?
No, I'm just asleep on top of the desk. Harun is oddly unbothered by this weekend at Bernie's situation. You think perhaps on Simport she had experience weekend at Bernie-ing?
Well, that's where the story originated.
In Sinport, yeah.
That would make sense.
Yeah, that's a lot of sense.
Have you guys seen the stage play, Weekend at Bernie's? It was written in Sinport, based off a true story. All right, so... all right, so you all kind of post up and rest. Go ahead and slam your long rest buttons.
Yeah.
Because I am nothing if not a kind and merciful DM.
We do appreciate it.
So yeah, like a little bit before 3 a.m, y'all are rested and maybe a little dozy or awake. It's up to you. You start to hear a rattling sound from the chair in the corner that the dead necromancer has been put into.
Oh. So I probably need to go around and use actions to get everybody awake.
No, at this point, I'd say people could be awake if they wanted to be. So it's a, I guess it's up to y'all. But yeah, you can rouse those that haven't woken up yet.
Okay.
As soon as he got up, she was off of that thing.
As soon as I wake up.
This was not a restful sleep.
No, and it was also cold, too. It's like a cold slab.
She's one of the people that likes to sleep in the cold.
Yeah. And as you look over into the corner, you see just sort of a dark, shadowy hand reach out of the dead necromancer's body and untie itself.
Oh, hell no.
And then it withdraws, and the body just sort of gets up, obviously dead, and then starts just sort of walking towards the back door.
Nope, stop it.
Where did the shadowy hand come from?
Inside of it.
Gross. I'm going to go right here so that I got her pinned in, and I'm going to use Turn Undead. She's got nowhere to run but in the corner, so she's got to stay there, right?
Well, there's a fun thing about Turn Undead.
What? All right, well, I guess...
And that is that it only works on things that are undead.
Because the body's actually dead?
The body is dead.
And the spirit is not undead?
Something inside?
As you hold up your holy symbol to rebuke this undead abomination, the undead abomination turns out to not be undead. You hear a dark voice that emanates from within the body, though the mouth does not move. Though it does sound a bit familiar to those of you that were near it during the fight.
Oh, this will be more interesting than last time I was in this room.
And that is where we'll pick up next time.
Yay!
The fuck?
We get to fight a demon.
You also will fight that demon at level 3.
Yay! Level up!
Really? Really?
Level 3.
So let's go ahead and do hit dice real quick while we're still recording.
Yeah. I'm so excited. Oh my God. These new spells I'm gonna get.
All right. So, Tomi, we'll start with you. You're a D6, right?
Yeah. Balls.
Five. Nice. Okay. Hey, Ren, you're also a D6, right?
Yes. 5.
Excellent.
Yay.
Ula, you're a D8.
I will take the minimum on a D8, please. What is that again?
5.
Okie doke. 3.
Roisin, your D10?
5.
So that's a 6 for you. And Kes, your d6. Or d8.
D8. And d8. I rolled a 7.
Nice. All right. So that's where we'll pick up next time. And then if anybody has any level up questions, big level, you get to pick your specializations. You'll get spellcasters will get more spells, and you'll get access to second level spells. And
yay.
You'll be in a prime position to have to deal with whatever the fuck this is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.